another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money. So glad to be with you on this lovely Tuesday evening, right here in the heart of Kahului Town at the Queen Kahamona Center at Maui Comics and Collectibles.
In the boiling.
I am the Money Man, and yes, we are
in
here.
Is it in the boiling room? Kahamona.
It's a boiler room.
Oh. It's Queen a boiler Kahamana. Room.
The Money Man.
There's too much is sultry. That
that's the Money Man.
Who I am.
Where's the
I
money?
Can't I can't help myself.
It's in China. No,
would you like him to
money.
Show
it's
you
all,
the money?
It's the investment into all of this.
Into what?
That's where it is.
But these you bought, wires.
You bought. You
these
bought
are some
wires
expensive wires.
And these microphones.
You bought your stuff from Wish, and none of us get paid.
Shut your ass.
So where's this money
right,
you're talking
listen,
about?
Listen, here we go. We're gonna try not to get
some
more
man.
Applause. More applause. Drown Gannon out. No, I'm just kidding. Joining us this
I can
evening.
Continue talking after that's over, though. That's
oh, wait,
why that doesn't
again.
Work.
Okay, Drown Gannon out again with applause. No, I'm just kidding. Joining
we
us
can
this
make
evening.
The whole show that, if you like.
We should. A lot to talk about tonight. It's going to be a lot of fun. But first, let me introduce my crew, and I won't belabor the intros tonight, so let me get
Aaron's
right to it.
Mastered invisibility, by the
he
way.
He has
let's
mastered
make sure,
invisibility.
Let's make sure
it's
we point
been
that
an
out.
Entire month that Mr.
He's a pervert.
Hard Media has not been here, and someone has taken over that position and done, might I say, a better job of it.
Oh,
wait, who's
oh, wow.
that?
You, all sir. Of us?
I've been gone 2 weeks, though, Anna. So who did it while I was gone?
Me, and then I think Format did it one time, I think. Anyway,
we're on the comic book list.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Oh, yeah. I got balls.
By the way, great job on the comic book list last week.
Yeah. I wonder if people thought this show was falling apart because every time they watch, there's more people gone.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet, right?
But look at us. We're all back together.
We're all back together. Aww.
All the important people are here.
Cake.
Cake even. Cake? Ladies and gentlemen, introducing first to the show tonight, he is the gaming guru, and he is also our resident birthday boy. Ladies and gentlemen, give it over for Format.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
All right, sweet.
It's his birthday.
Had a birthday at one point.
But he gave me this really cool hat. All right.
Aww.
Also joining us this evening.
I've never spent so many tickets on a thing before.
Did you use your credits? You didn't use your credits?
It was 1 million pump
tickets. credits.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is our punk rock super babe. She is the makeup artist of the stars, and she is quite scintillating.
Ooh.
She is the one and only Cynthia in the house.
That's awesome.
Don't be jealous.
That is awesome.
You like that?
I love that.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, she is.
I can't believe you actually said something clever.
Damn right I did.
Before. Did he really?
Yes.
Oh, man, I got to start paying attention
to
you.
Yeah, you should.
You really should.
Also, joining us tonight, he is our Dark Knight. He is our punk rock superstar and horror aficionado. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the birthday boy, Gannon's in the house tonight.
And I'm playing with the dead Kennedys this weekend.
You're playing with the dead Kennedys this weekend.
Wow. And it's your birthday?
Sunday at Molly.
Yeah,
no,
woo.
It is not. It is not. It came not. And went.
Why
nobody
we have
noticed.
So many birthdays
wait, what?
This month?
It was June 22nd.
Oh.
Okay, so that was a long time ago.
Yeah, and every,
that was like a
nobody,
year ago.
Nobody noticed. It's fine.
I got you a hat.
Yeah, happy birthday.
We've got a birthday cake for you. Nice. It's right there.
Yeah. Also, joining us this evening, he is...
Alika.
The chairman of the comic book board. He is the godfather of comic
me.
Books. The sinister minister of Maui Comic-Con.
What? Okay.
And yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is a self-proclaimed comic master.
No, Maui News
he is quite
it.
Freaky. He's
no, I'm
quite
not.
Deaky.
No, I'm not.
He's
no, I'm
definitely
not.
Leaky.
No, I'm not.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for the birthday boy. It is Alika. He's in the house tonight as well.
You gotta add in that he's streaky.
He is streaky.
What? Have I before?
He's on fleek.
And the older he gets, he can start using creaky.
Oh, yeah. Ooh,
I
nice.
I feel very old
he's
right now.
So.
If we do the show for another 20 years, start using creaky.
Leaky so and creaky.
Maybe
nice.
20 more days. I'm there already.
Also, he's sporting a birthday shirt from the very own Francine Wallraven for Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah,
that's
I
right.
made it myself.
Fantastic. Good job, Francine.
Thing.
I used all
it's
my
crazy.
Credits.
Damn.
Also joining us this evening.
You assume that I have a lot of credits to
well,
begin
you,
with.
Oh, okay. There's like
she
two or three.
She is a tattoo artist extraordinaire.
Still a lot.
You can find her. You can find her. What is the place where you get where do your tattoos?
I work at Pacific Roots Tattoo.
Pacific Roots Tattoo, ladies and gentlemen.
Simpson.
And she is
why would I lie?
Our mistress on the cob. Give it up for the birthday girl, Francine. She's in the house tonight.
Happy birthday to you.
The only person that doesn't have a birthday is me and you.
Aww, sorry.
Because you guys were made in test tubes?
Yes. Petri dishes. Petri
I'm
dishes.
A horrible Scorpio as well.
They're terrible
You're a
people.
Wonderful Leo like me. Yeah,
you know who
I
else
am.
Is a Scorpio?
Who?
Night Darling.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh. Yeah, she just had a birthday. Birthday.
You're like one of her biggest stalkers. You don't know that.
We're all going to kill each other.
Like, when's the
leap year?
No. When are the parents getting down? Is it like some sort of
February?
Valentine's Day.
Passion, baby.
Wow.
There's a lot of flame in those loins.
Oh, also, ladies and gentlemen, big shout out to Ron Kattagai in the chat. It's his birthday today as well.
They make a cream for that.
Just think about it.
Ron
Kattagai.
I take back everything I said about horrible Scorpios.
And you know what's really upsetting?
What is that?
Is that we just got news that Disney, the evil corporation, just put the Bob's Burgers movie on the back burner.
Wait, what? Mm-hmm. No.
Yes.
I don't know why everybody's surprised.
I'm pissed off. I'm not surprised.
Listen, I'm going to make a confession that Ron's not going to like.
Like when they talked about vaulting the Aliens franchise, I'm like, well, of course they were going to do that. They're not going to put that in Disney Plus.
Oh my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, also in the chat, a good friend of the show, a top fan, ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Plagel. It's also his birthday this Sunday as well.
Yeah.
Stop saying that.
No, it is. I'm serious.
You're trivializing
my
birthday.
No, it really is. He told me it was.
Oh, really?
Because there's
oh, cool.
too many Scorpios. I Wait, stand
should
by
we,
the state.
Should we fact we check that? Because that's Fight really coincidental.
It is super coincidental.
We should probably fact check right. that.
Well, we top fans pit. Of the show are having birthdays as well. I'm going to admit something to you guys. I am...
Not it's not your birthday.
I never.
You're
it's
a
not
Pisces.
My birthday. No, I'm not.
You've never had sex on Valentine's Day.
That
You're
is also
true.
You're
not making any Scorpios.
But I'm.
You just turned Democrat.
I don't.
Ooh.
I am now a liberal, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay.
Woo!
We did it, guys.
Yay, we did it.
We
made fun of Trump so much that he turned. It was
right.
awesome.
That's really
awesome.
Why the cake is here.
This podcast is like conversion therapy now.
Yeah. Impeach that son
illegal.
Of a bitch. No, I'm just kidding. Gotta
free the nipple now.
No. don't
I can
make
already
me.
See it. It's right
don't
there.
Make me.
Yeah, he's, they're getting hard now that he's a liberal.
Well, no.
There's a lot more to be excited about.
What I was,
Universal Health
What the hell was I
going to
say? I was going to say.
Transition. Surgery.
No. Now you guys got me off this whole thing. I can't remember what I was going to say.
It couldn't have been that important then.
No, it wasn't. It must not have been. Anyway, I'll remember while we go through. Damn
you
it.
Yeah, you were talking about Bob's Burgers and you're
oh!
going to talk some crap. Even
no, I wasn't. No, what I was going to say was
Kattagai
is that unfortunately
awesome.
I have so much animated entertainment
You've never
on
seen
my
Bob's
plate.
Burgers.
I've never seen Bob's Burgers.
Stop.
What?
Yeah, seriously.
See, maybe that's what's wrong with your tiny heart.
Yeah. Seriously.
Linda will make your heart grow 3 sizes. Yeah.
I don't, seriously.
That's
I wanted to see the show. Mm-hmm. I've got like Family Guy. I've got like
clear that off your slate.
No.
You're done with
really?
Family Guy.
You know what? The reason I started watching Bob's Burgers was because that guy who plays Linda, his videos, his viral videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
The come see my tree. oh God.
I will say this.
I
randomly
so
watched
good.
One episode because I ended up recording it. It was, and by the way, it was by accident, but I watched it and it was good. It
it's
was very
good.
Funny.
It's
that the girl with the rabbit ears, she's really cute.
Louise.
Yes, Louise. She's really cute. So I'm determined. Yes, yeah. Yes.
There's
I'm determined
a lot of,
to
I mean,
watch it.
H. John Benjamin, I love him. Eugene Merman
Eugene
is hilarious.
Eugene Merman.
He's
oh,
the best.
So good.
So.
Also, I am Tina. Like I,
yeah.
I
are you? Ta-
I
are you Tina?
Tina loves butts.
She does. She also has zombie fan fiction.
Ron
yes.
Kattagai
no,
says
no, no, it's
yes.
Yes.
I love that.
Ron Kattagai in the chat has appeased me.
Friend fiction. As
he
well.
Said he's never seen Bob's Burgers either.
Yeah, but that guy's working. He actually like works. He does
point.
Things.
That's a good point. Good
he doesn't
point.
Have free time to, you know.
That is true.
Watch. He's too busy making things to
also,
watch things.
In that studio in Ron Kattagai's cubicle, mm-hmm. he has one of Francine's Georgia O'Keeffe.
By the way, I'm not alone on this. Daniel Plagel in the chat also said that he's never seen Bob's Burgers. He
it's
doesn't even
crime.
Know what it is.
He's
it's
a liar. He's
a crime,
just trying
seriously.
To relate to you
he's
at this
just trying
point.
To be edgy.
Jeez,
he must
Daniel.
Be special. He thinks it's his birthday and he thinks
Edgelord Daniel Plagel.
Edgelord Daniel Plagel.
That's faking awesome. His birthday and that he doesn't watch Bob Burgers.
Whatever. Yeah. Fake his death.
All right.
We'll fake his death. All right.
Watch. He's going to be Republican now just so he can relate to you on some level.
All right, I'm excited. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, it is time to check in with Dr. Freaky.
No,
Daddy Creaky.
That's your cue,
oh.
Francine.
He is our every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles in the Queen Kamana Center in the heart of Kahului Town. So let's see what is going to be in your pools
the wretched
this week.
Hive of scum and villainy
in the
that
world
is the Queen Kamana Center
of comic boo.
Oh, Daddy Leek,
comic book list give me rheumatoid arthritis.
You don't have to squeeze so tight.
Don't you ruin the spines if you?
Yeah. You're, yeah. Be ginger.
Yeah, be ginger.
2099 Alpha, number one.
Ooh.
That's a Marvel book, of course.
Okay.
I have no idea what that
2099.
Is.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a 1990s throwback, actually.
Nice.
Absolute Carnage, number 5 of 5.
But it says 2099.
It came out in 1999 originally. It was like a thingy thing.
Got it.
That look at you did. Acting like you know what's going on, then you don't.
Yeah,
you know,
he doesn't.
Try.
Absolute Carnage, Captain Marvel, number 1. Arrow, number 5.
Oh.
That's a Marvel book. It's like the Asian
Not
Swordmaster.
Not Arrow.
Kind of dude.
Oh.
Arrow, like you
the
know.
Thing they were trying to make happen. Amazing.
Arrow.
Arrow.
She's a Filipino
Arrow,
character.
Like the first
A-E-R-O?
Half of Aerosmith. A E R O.
Wow.
Well,
is that Matt Long's cousin?
Yes.
Matt Long.
Definitely Matt Long's cousin.
Asian of Atlas.
Yes, the Asian of Atlas. Amazing Mary Jane number 2.
The Asian.
You gotta watch. You gotta listen to last week's episode to find out who he's about. We created
yes,
him on the show last week. It was pretty
we
awesome.
Totally did.
Yep.
Amazing Spider-Man.
Well, I did to be
34.
Fair.
34. You didn't do nothing. Annihilation Scourge, Alpha number 1. Another
sounds
Marvel
like
book.
A lot. That sounds like a
There's
mouthful.
A lot of Marvel books, and wow. We're not even out of the A section yet. Mm. Aquaman number 54. There's a DC book. Mm. Batman number 83. Mm. Batman Superman number 4. Batman White Knight presents Von Freeze number 1.
Why is it got
to
be white?
Why? I was just about to ask.
I mean, have you heard of any other kind of knights?
It's true.
They're rescuing
knight?
People.
He's kind of the bad guy in that series.
So wait, is this Batman White Knight or is this Batman Curse of the White Knight?
I don't even think
offshoot.
The White Knight is him.
This is anything you see with the White Knight moniker with Batman okay. is going to be Sean Murphy, the guy who draws motorcycles.
Yeah,
though.
And he's not
okay, gotcha.
Joker's the good guy in this story.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It's kind of cool. It's cool for the Joker to be a good guy. Captain America number 16.
See, walking around with Joker and his white privilege.
That's Whiteface. Captain Marvel,
oh,
number 12.
It. Whiteface.
It's the White Knight.
Conan the Barbarian, number 11.
Mm.
There's a new...
Wait a minute. Conan the Barbarian? Does he have a savage sword this week?
There's no savage sword this week.
Conan always is packing a savage sword, sir.
Always packing it.
He's wearing his furry underpants.
Stop it.
Deadpool, number 1. He's you just like that voice.
I do.
It's Deadpool, so number 1.
I like it.
Does that mean the Deadpool book that was going is not happening?
They just
anymore?
Keep canceling and restarting it. Just don't even question it.
That's
this is,
interesting.
It's Marvel. Excalibur number 2.
Yeah,
there
I'm starting to notice ever since we've done this, are the comic book publishers intentionally trying to put comic book stores out of business with all of this crap?
They don't care about the stores.
Okay.
We're not even part of the equation to them.
Oh, got it. Okay, fair enough.
Although I'm gonna say this again, just for posterity, that Valiant Comics actually does care about the retailer,
good.
Which is a shame that their books aren't better because I wish they sold. I would push them so
I
much.
I can't
more.
Wait till Bloodshot comes out and it
Vin
makes
Diesel,
a bajillion
baby.
Pennies.
Do you think Bloodshot has a chance in
no,
hell?
No, it doesn't stand
so.
A shot in
Why
hell.
Why not?
If that movie is a hit, I will eat your hat, Alika.
Whoa, okay.
I am on the record.
9:51 p.m. on November the 19th.
Made out of pants.
If that movie is a huge hit, I will eat Alika's hat.
All right, done. We've heard it right here, sir. Heard it here.
It looks delicious.
It does.
Fantastic Four 2099.
It's got that Secchi seasoning.
Number 1.
Ooh, gross.
I'm not going to wash it.
Secular seasoning.
Are you sure Hello. It's seasoning or are you sure it's not marinated?
It's been kind of hot.
Mine
so.
Was funny.
Yeah.
Flash Forward number 3 of 6. Cool.
Have you been reading that format?
I missed part 2.
It's no. Scott Lobdell.
But part 1 was really interesting.
Scott Lobdell's good at setting up a story.
Because they're trying to redeem him from
Is
after
he?
Here's
I thought
the
he
price.
Was,
yeah,
right. I thought he drew comics.
Well, of course you did, because you're
yeah.
a moron.
Okay, got it.
He-Man and the Masters of the Multiverse, number 1 of 6.
I want to read that
Oh,
one.
Finally.
Yeah, yeah, there we go.
Been anxious to keep my hands
fun.
On that one.
You?
Yeah, I'm a huge He-Man fan.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. No, he walks around in the furry
underpants. I mean, he does wear a furry loin.
I have a huge scar on my head from playing He-Man in my backyard.
Shut up. Are you serious? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Oh, respect. Respect.
Mad respect.
By the power of Grayskull. Immortal Hulk.
There, but by the power of Grayskull, go I.
Immortal Hulk, number 27.
Hogan?
No.
Immortal
Hulk.
Shut up.
Hulk Hogan. Yeah. I'm with Gannon.
You don't even read comics. Be quiet.
What are you talking about?
Infected Scarab, number one.
Ooh,
delicious.
Infected Scarab.
Yummy. That's a DC comic.
I used to have Infected Scarab, but then I got some pills.
Yeah. Is that a Blue Beetle thing?
I got a nice salve.
Yeah, I think so. I got a salve.
You just rub some cream on it. You can get rid of that Infected Scarab.
I got a cream for my ashy salve.
just don't. My ashy just, scarab. Don't get with them Indonesian girls. That's all I'm saying.
Whoa.
That's racist.
Whoa.
That's what Cheap Trick said.
Whoa. Wow.
Justice
wow.
League.
Cheap Trick said that.
Number 36.
Thank you for moving on.
Yeah, I'm just trying
Justice League,
to
you
move
said?
On.
All right, cool.
King Thor, number 3 of 4.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. That was supposed to be really good,
I
man.
Thought that,
I think that's part of the Jason
Aaron. I
thought
Valkyrie was Thor, or she was a king. She was a king. Or
no.
You see, if you look right there, there's a poster where Valkyrie's got her own book, so she's clearly not Thor.
Oh, got it.
Dummy.
Yeah, dummy.
No, I thought she was queen of. I thought she was queen of Asgard.
Loki number 5.
Yeah, in the MCU, stupid.
Oh,
you're
God.
An Asgard. Marauders, number 2.
I'm big enough to make a good Asgard.
Did you say urine, Asgard?
I don't know what's going on anymore.
I know. Wow. Asgard. Complex.
I know. Super complex.
Mask. I Pledge Allegiance to the Mask, number 2 of 4.
Wow.
It's that Eric Stoltz movie. They're making it a comic book.
My favorite mask ever.
I would pledge allegiance to that face. I love that movie.
No, it's the Jim Carrey mask.
I'm a lot less interested now.
Metal Men, number 2 of 12. Metal Men.
Oh, I thought you said melanin. I was like, what?
No, that's not what I said.
Melanin number 1.
Nightwing number 66.
You're paranoid, G.
Yeah,
Nightwing still going.
They're coming for you, G.
Once in Future number 4 of 6. Punisher Kill Crew number 5 of 5.
Is he still a commie?
In another series, not
all
this
right,
one.
Damn it.
Question, The Deaths of Vic Sage, number 1 of 4.
Yeah, I gotta get hold of that.
Dennis
that's
Collins doing the art, so I can't wait. I can't wait to see that one either.
It's a Black Label book.
Wow.
All that too.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Spider-Verse number 2 of 6. Star Wars number 75.
Ooh. Is that more of the lead into?
No, this is regular Star Wars, so it's the ongoing Marvel title. But there are some of those coming out.
Nice.
Let me see. Not this week, though. Steven Universe, ongoing, number 34.
Nice.
We all love Steven Universe.
Do we?
Yes.
We
yes,
all
we
do,
do
love
just
Steven
Universe.
Just
say yes.
All right.
Supergirl, number 36. Teen Titans, number 36. Mm. Teen Titans Burning Rage, number 4 of 7.
Ew.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You can get a cell for that, too.
Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Urban Legends, number 19. Tony Stark, Iron Man, number 18. And
hey, he's coming back to Disney Plus as Tony Stark.
Why right. is that a surprise though?
He's
like
dead.
They made it a point to say that
he
characters
died
would be able to return because it's what if?
Right.
Wonder Woman, come back to me, number 5 of 6.
Wow,
I hate the name of that book.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Much. It's so stupid.
It reeks of desperation on
Marauders.
On Steve
Marauders
Trevor's
is the
part.
RX title.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
That's,
nice.
That's,
totally does.
That's gonna be the name of the third Wonder Woman movie. Because
come back to me.
The second one's gonna lose everybody somehow, some way.
He's gonna call her Diana. What? Is it cheesecake? Shut up. Anyway.
Have you read that they've done test screenings for Wonder Woman 1984?
And?
They haven't been going well at all.
Is that why it got delayed?
No, it was always meant to be delayed because they wanted to put it in the same release schedule the first one came out in.
Cake.
Wow. Sweet.
Cake. But,
well, it's coming out 2020.
First test screenings did not go well, apparently.
You haven't sat on it yet.
That's true. It's not a birthday.
For those
cake
that are just listening, Francine was telling Cynthia to sit on the birthday cake that was purchased for Format. So
and
just so you,
Alika.
Oh, and Alika too.
And Daniel.
Anyway,
and
that Ron. Was your comic book list for this week. Every Wednesday is new Comic Book Wednesday right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. And if you happen to find yourself on the west side, you can check out our good friends at Game Over Comics. Check out Benson and Hedges on that side.
I'm glad you adopted that one.
Benson and Hedges.
go see Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
And at the Game Over Comics, they're a bunch of great guys over there in Lahaina.
Oh, no, thank you.
Well, sure, I'll take one. Thanks, man.
I might
eat one
after the show.
All right, so here's
the
thing.
I want to read the X-Men book, The Marauders. King Thor has been really good.
Is it King Thor is good?
Yeah.
All right, sweet.
Because it's future, like, All-Father
Did you read Undiscovered Country?
I did. I read
it. It's good.
It's all right.
Oh, yeah.
I
like
it
a lot.
That's the one with the walls, right?
Yeah. I like it a lot.
America's been closed off for 30 years. Right.
When you find out what's been going on in America over the last 30 years.
Zombies, it's what you'd expect after
it's
the Trump presidency.
It's kind of what you... Yeah, you kind of sort of...
It's not zombies, right? Please.
Huh?
It's not zombies?
Worse.
Robot zombies?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I kind of don't want to spoil if anybody's actually interested in the book.
It's not zombies. It's the first issue, man.
It's zombie AOCs. That would be my nightmare. Anyway.
You just don't like the idea of a Latin woman taking charge, huh?
Oh, do they think it's delicious?
Are you scared of them?
Oh, my God. They're so good.
Do brown girls scare you?
No, just girls in general. Oh,
just girls in general?
Just in general.
Then how come we got two girls on the show? They're probably freaking you out right now.
What the...
It's a Neapolitan cheesecake.
Is that why you're like visibly uncomfortable?
Two girls, one show. That's the name of the podcast. All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen.
I feel very marginalized in that title, though.
This is amazing.
I do. Is it good? Uh-huh. Can we get to... I know you guys are chowing down on birthday cake, but can we get
to
the show?
Tune in to the Nerd Watch where you can watch us eat cake.
Cake. This week...
We're going to review the cake for the whole show.
This is like so good.
Shut up.
I gave it 4 out of 5 stars. Shut up. I didn't even touch it yet.
You should try some, G.
What does Aaron think of the cake is what I want to know. How come nobody offered him one, by the way? Just because the guy's invisible doesn't mean he can't eat it.
That's true. He can give him some. No? There are people Aaron in the chat on Facebook. You guys can join us on the Facebook live chat every single Tuesday night. And yes... Yeah. Reed Kishimoto has joined us, and he wants to be on the show.
Alika music, by the way.
Oh,
Reed,
I know.
Come on over. I'll buy you a cake.
Yeah, Reed.
Reed Kishimoto is more than welcome to come on the show. Anyway, this weekend we had one huge movie that came out. I watched a plethora of films.
Wait,
just
what
to let
came
you know.
Out?
Ford versus Ferrari.
Oh, that's not a huge movie.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Is it?
It's fantastic.
What about Charlie's Angels? How was that?
Ugh.
But it's a Christian Bale movie. It matters.
Hey, listen. But Elizabeth Banks said Charlie's Angels failed because there's been like 37 Spider-Man movies.
No, that's not what she said.
Wait, Spider-Man's fault.
You took what she said completely out of context.
Are you going to defend this?
I'm not defending her necessarily, but you are misquoting
all right,
her.
Then please, quote her.
I'm not going to quote her, but that's not what she meant.
What did she mean?
She just, I don't think she really knows
right
why the movie
now,
flopped, to be honest.
Amazing.
Shut up, for me. What'd you say?
Huh?
What'd you say?
I don't think that's what she was getting at.
Oh, okay.
I don't think she really understands why the movie flopped. I don't think anybody really does, to be
because
honest.
Because it looks like garbage. And
I mean,
I love Kristen Stewart, and I still am like, nah.
I had a
She actually got really good reviews out of that movie. She looks like she's actually having fun in that movie.
I have to say that I was told that a couple of people
she
saw
she actually made me want to watch the movie from the trailer.
A couple of people I saw, a couple
of
females.
The trailers for this new Charlie's Angels made me want to watch the Drew Barrymore.
Hey, those are fantastic.
That's how good they are.
Chris Pontius is in the second one.
Yes, he is.
Yes,
it's great.
He is.
I had a couple of dudes
Chris
go
Pontius
watch it.
Chris Pontius was at one of our shows.
Really?
Yeah, I know. He was.
I had a couple of girls see it that I talked to and a couple of dudes. They said that at the end they got a little kind of like...
Does it have a Marvel-style ending?
No, it's kind of
where the original Charlie's Angels.
No, they're like
show up?
Lifting their hands up, kind of thing, and being like, "Hey, listen, we're female," kind of thing, and they got a little preachy at the end, I guess, and people were kind of turned off about that.
I feel like anything that happened, G would think was preachy.
Yeah.
Like more than two women in a room at once, and one of them can read.
Listen, I never saw it.
Flying
in
your plane and are they female?
I didn't see it. All of,
I actually did want to see it. It's in Rush Out. That's
hey,
all.
Hey, Gannon, you and me. We're going to go see this movie.
Well, I went to go watch Ford versus Ferrari. With that. And that movie was amazing. And it's
amazing?
It's very... It's. I'm going to tell
it
you
It just highlighted the accomplishments of men, and
yeah,
it was just
who
so
cares?
Delicious.
I saw Parasite. Mm. It was amazing.
I saw Parasite as well. That was the other movie I watched, and Parasite was fantastic.
That's already out of the theater here?
It's yes. Great.
It was only here for
it's
a week?
Out. I want to see Jojo Rabbit next. I haven't seen that yet.
Is that still playing? Right. I know it started
now.
Last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Parasite was phenomenal.
It was great.
Freaking great. Love that movie.
It's based on the video game, right?
Francine talked about it the week
she
before.
She said it was all about masturbation.
Well,
that's the only thing I took away from
well,
it.
What's okay. Masturbation?
Let's,
I want to go watch
okay,
it.
Okay, stop. All right?
Well,
it's
Gannon.
Not about that.
I just need a few pointers.
But there is...
Is it an instructional video?
Stop it. Kind of. She does say to go clockwise, right?
Wait.
Sit on your left hand.
Oh, so this is more for ladies, because I don't know if I could go clockwise without...
That's what hurting she says myself. In the movie. Anyway, that's irrelevant. The movie's great. Parasite.
Actually, that's all I want to talk about.
You
now.
Know what's great?
Go ahead.
Is this cake. This cake is amazing.
Hey, there's more.
Shut up. Good.
It's so good.
Anyway, so yes, Paradise, Parasite was fantastic. Ford versus Paradise. Ferrari, great film. You have to see it. A very good movie. And then there was another movie, wasn't there? Or that the two big ones was Charlie Angels and Ford v Ferrari. Was that it?
I didn't go.
I
see
got.
Anything.
I went to go. Oh, I went to go see Midway too. That was the other one I went to go see. That one was good.
Pearl Harbor Part 2.
Yeah, Pearl Harbor 2.
Nice.
It's not Pearl Harbor.
Did
Affleck
save
us again? Dude, it totally looks like Pearl Harbor Part 2.
Some white dude who looked like Affleck.
It's not Pearl Harbor Part 2.
It looks like Pearl Harbor Part 2.
It's about...
They shot down all those Asians.
It's a Michael Bay looking movie.
Is it Michael Bay?
No, it's not.
The white dudes, they all were like on the airfield after.
It looks like a Michael Bay movie. Tell me it doesn't.
It is not, though.
Trust me. Oh, hell, it isn't.
It is, okay, it is not. It's nothing like a Michael Bay movie.
Oh, please. Just from that trailer alone, I know I'm right.
You guys are killing me. Anyway, it was a pretty decent film.
You're
going to
tell me it's like the best movie this year.
It's not the best movie this year.
A-Ron loved it.
Didn't say that.
Surprise.
Did Roland Emmerich redeem himself from Independence Day Resurgence?
Yes, after his comments about how he should have never been made.
A-Ron loved it.
I love that he came out and said that Resurgence was a terrible movie, but he wouldn't have said that if the movie was a hit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he's only apologizing because everybody hated it.
Yep, it's true. That's very true.
And he blamed Will Smith, which I thought was a real class
I know,
move.
Super class move.
Super classy
We shouldn't
move.
Even made it. You know why? Because Will Smith didn't want to even be
Are
it.
Are you guys on Smith? Independence Day right now?
Mill Smith.
Mill Smith.
Nice.
That's his name. It's Mill Smith.
They can afford Mill Smith.
No. Also this week, those are the movies that came out that I got a chance to see. There's also some other big news. The biggest news being...
this cake!
This is... shut up for
so
me.
So good!
Shout out to Whole Foods!
This is the first official week of Disney Plus, and already... Disney Plus.
I've watched everything.
I was going to say, has it been gone for 2 weeks now?
No, it's a week.
Since Tuesday.
Disney
right.
Plus has officially been hacked.
They got hacked.
So they got hacked.
Woo!
Disney
didn't have
please.
Money to make sure that was in place
Kai's
beforehand.
A victim.
Kai is a victim of
Kai,
the hacking.
Our seducer, producer seducer.
You got your
right. Yeah. You got his account back.
Yeah. It only took 3 days of phone calls to get your account
nice.
Back.
Well, here's the thing. Just be aware.
Actually
if you
account.
Do have a Disney Plus account, double check your account. Apparently,
my account was through Kai.
They're being your passwords and your emails are being shown on black sites and they are being sold for.
Whoa, wait, whoa, 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 whoa,
wait,
whoa.
Wait, wait, whoa.
What's
whoa.
A black site?
Like black Twitter?
Like no, nothing like black
like,
Twitter.
Like the FUBU website?
No. It's what it is that it's
like the Def Jam Records
shut
website.
Shut up, all of you. So just be very careful. Your email and your password that's connected to Disney Plus is being sold on the black market for anywhere between $3 to $11 a piece.
Yeah.
So but just be aware of
that. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
My
email's worth more than that. I got some good stuff in my emails, man.
Well, you know what? It may not be a bad thing considering how bad the first Mandalorian episode was.
Oh, shut your mouth.
Shut
your
I'm
mouth,
just
dude.
Kidding.
That
I'm
was seriously
kidding.
The best thing Star Wars has done in like three decades.
I mean,
kidding.
No, but it was good.
I was just
It
kidding.
Was. Jeez, it was please. The best thing ever.
Speaking of so that, speaking of Disney Plus, Mandalorian.
It was good, but the hook was like the last 15 minutes. Yep. Everybody was hooked by the...
Thank you. Exactly my point.
I was in for minute one.
Yeah.
I'm always in for minute one for Star Wars. They could do whatever.
I
like, yeah, more of this universe.
Did you enjoy the Mandalorian hoofing it on that on top of that big beast?
Yes.
Is that fun for you?
Oh. Mando.
What yeah. What beast?
I was only in it
the
when
Pac-Man
they got
dinosaur.
To the forge.
Yes,
that's it.
That's it.
From that point on, then I was.
I
hooked.
Mean, the yeah. second I saw friggin'.
What's his name? Carl Weathers.
No, not Carl Weathers.
Brian Posehn.
Nick Nolte.
Yes. But also the German guy.
Werner Herzog. Awesome. That was pretty sweet.
So good.
Seeing
I don't know. But, I mean, in Star Wars, because they did that with The Force Awakens, too, mm-hmm. where they had that. Amazing, or was that not The Force Awakens?
Where Max von Sydow's in the movie for all of 30 seconds,
yes.
and then unceremoniously killed off.
But you need that. It's.
Yeah. I was like, this is Brian Posehn's best moment. This is life.
I was very happy for all those nerds who got to see Star Wars.
It opens with this very Old West kind of setup.
It does.
I mean, awesome. Sort of like I love that.
Star Wars. I mean, the old Star Wars.
That's exactly what I wanted out of new Star Wars. Right, I didn't need Jedi's again.
I didn't get to see Episode 2, but give me... okay.
Episode 2 is great.
Since just big eyes, green face. That's all you need to know.
Okay, this is all we need to know.
It doesn't matter. You can spoil it because everyone else has.
Everybody else has already done it. The
it's
Hook.
It's Lone Wolf and Cub. The Hook.
Yes.
In Star Wars.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
very
is.
Much so.
Very much so. I love Lone Wolf and Cub.
Me too.
And Baby Yoda loves to watch other living things die.
And so just so that we... just so we know, just because everybody seems to make it a huge point on the internet, we all know that it is not Yoda. Okay?
Right.
I thought it was Yoda.
Shut up.
It's reincarnate, not a clone of Yoda.
Reincarnated
he's
Yoda.
Wearing the same robe and he's got the same color
later,
hair.
He's still alone.
If you're a Star Wars fan and you think that's Yoda, you're
he's
stupid.
He's so good at the Force.
You know what sucks about that?
Contracted Benjamin Button disease.
What sucks about that is they've been calling him Baby Yoda for so long that by the time he actually has a name in the show, everybody's going to still be like, no, it's still Baby Yoda.
We don't know what Yoda's race is called.
But no, I know. Yeah.
The other thing is, that let's is get racist. A little nerdy real quick, is that he's 50 years old, so... That actually puts him at the date of the Kamino clone factories. What?
Oh, that's true. Did you just gender him or her?
I kind of did.
They
are old enough to be a subject of the Kamino clone project.
Is it?
No, I've actually heard a lot of people say it's a girl. So.
There are two of Yoda's species is Yoda and Yodel.
So Yodels would be the pink ones.
No.
But wasn't there a female looking... character on the Jedi Council
there was.
That
yes.
looked like
yes.
the same species.
Yes.
She was female. She's just lighter in
yes.
skin tone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there was.
So wouldn't that make what the females are?
Well, I mean, it's a baby.
That
yeah, I guess
but
so.
You guys, it's
how
the
does
date,
it reproduce?
It could be a clone. That's what I'm saying.
I say no.
I say no.
There's
no way.
We don't know.
The age, 50
and,
years.
And
no
why
way.
Would Yoda go?
Only reason why I say
why
no.
Why would the Empire be looking for it
first
and
of
know
all,
that it exists?
We all know that all clones are from New Zealand. First of all, okay? All of them.
No, dude, they're called Kiwis. Not
you.
Clones.
Okay, fair enough.
You're so stupid.
Apparently I am.
Kiwis.
Yeah, Kiwis.
All clones
got
are
it.
From Kamino.
Okay.
And that's where Baby Yoda could be from.
All right. I want to see
I
this
hope
proven.
That's not the case.
I see.
I'm
really
just saying that's an option because I don't want to picture Yoda boning anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Well,
you're alone in that.
I actually can't stop thinking about it now.
Great.
I think of it fortnightly, so.
Anyway, episode 2, not without giving away any spoilers, was it a good follow-up?
Hairy egg.
Okay. I don't know what the hell that means, but I'm very excited.
You'll know.
Yeah, you will.
All right, sweet.
It was a very, very... Not a dialogue-heavy episode, but it was still entertaining.
Okay, good.
Not what? A lot of dialogue in that episode.
Houtini.
I
have spoken.
Squealed from the cuteness the whole day.
Yeah, yeah, so cute. Yeah.
Okay, and so
it's like every time a living soul died, Yoda's face got brighter.
Aww. It's Yoda's face, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby Yodels. Whatever the hell
is
his
name really
is.
Think it is, if the concept is Lone Wolf and Cub, that gives me some pause and hope because it does, that essentially.
How many episodes is it supposed to be? Six, right?
Six, I think, six. Yeah. But the cool thing is that
it's going to twist and turn. Favreau is going to.
Those are inspirations
know,
from George Lucas. George Lucas's Star Wars is based off of Secret Fortress from Akira Kurosawa. Yeah. So
we all know this.
So it's super cool that they would do the same thing in honor of that. And I think that's because of Dave Filoni. Dave Filoni, the man who sat at the right hand of George Lucas. So good on him.
Yeah, you know, the
but
guy
didn't
that...
this come from John Favreau? Didn't he?
No, he did, but Dave Filoni. Yeah, but Dave Filoni kind of shepherded him along with this story as well. You know who Dave Filoni is, right? The guy who
Filoni, wasn't there.
Clone
Wars.
Otherwise.
He stuck a feather in his cap and called it macaroni.
I've worked with Dave.
Did you really? What'd you do?
Just for Comic-Con.
Really? Mm-hmm. Dave's a, whenever he does interviews, he seems like a really cool cat, and he seems like he knows what he's talking about.
He's always
about
got mascara on.
Does he? Oh, stop it. Look at that. Oh, I know who puts his makeup
Filoni's
on.
Filoni's in the credits.
Yeah, Filoni's he's a strong influence.
Like, heavily in the credits.
Yeah, he's a strong influence, so.
Again, I'm not there, so.
Like I said, George is, if there's one, apparently, from my understanding, they imbued all of George's Star Wars into Dave.
They
to
did
make
like
the
an
Clone
Eyes
Wars.
Wide Shut thing, and they all put their hand on his butt. He became the Star Wars dude after that.
And George Lucas just walked around with his hands behind his back, just watching what's going on.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Nice.
People are wearing masks for no good reason.
So Mandalorian is the original series, which is doing fairly well. People are tuning
awesome.
In. Also, people are
fairly
tuning in,
well.
Doing fairly well.
I can't people go on Facebook also, without seeing that show every third post.
You know what I love about Disney Plus is that right after you finish The Mandalorian, it suggests Lady and the Tramp, because like who wouldn't want to watch that piece of crap?
It suggests it after everything.
Yeah, it's like please watch this piece of crap.
I'm like,
this isn't good enough to go in theaters, guys. But why don't you watch it right now?
Mm-hmm. I've been getting Empire like a lot.
Didn't
Empire? Yes.
Didn't Aaron say that it's genius?
The reworked Empire.
Yes.
Didn't Aaron say Lady and the Tramp was like the best thing that came out?
I don't think
out?
He said it was genius, but he said it's better production value than a Netflix show.
I think his exact words were transcendent.
Wait, it's better production value than The Nutty Professor?
Than a Netflix show.
Oh.
So,
I don't know if I would say
all
that.
All I'm saying is that all I know is what I'm watching on has been The Mandalorian, and I've been watching Gargoyles. So that's
I've been watching all the Treehouse of Horrors from The Simpsons.
They're going to fix The Simpsons next year, I saw.
Yeah, they are. And you know what's a real shame? Disappointing, but of course, the big thing is that the Michael Jackson episode from The Simpsons is missing.
Oh man, yeah, that's
that's disappointing.
That's disappointing. It's a funny episode. Anyway, the biggest
not contextually in 2019, unfortunately.
The biggest.
You know what you should do? You should watch the latest episode of South Park because Macho Man
Randy
Savage.
Yeah. South Park was great this week or this past week. So good.
I haven't watched cable in a long
time. Oh, South Park is so good.
Which means I've missed the new season of Rick and Morty. There's two episodes out already.
Two episodes out already.
Speaking
yes.
of South Park, I read an article that's blamed South Park for the alt-right.
Yeah, right.
Probably.
So stupid.
The messed up thing is that everybody of every political conviction like loves South Park, so it's like you could blame everybody on South Park.
So dumb. Anyway, it's God forbid we make fun of other people.
Is anybody watching Watchmen?
No, but before,
I wish.
Hang
I really
on. Before you bring
that
up, there is something I do have to bring up about Disney Plus before we get off this subject. There is a lot of controversy going on with Disney Plus.
Oh, really?
On a couple of things. Number one.
No Song of the South.
No Song of the South. That is a huge hole.
It was just a major outcry for that movie.
There's a huge hole, and the fact is, what's happening with that? I need to
You know
that
what else they don't have?
Mm-hmm.
The program.
I love
the
program!
I want to watch guys use a catheter to exchange urine through their genitals. I mean, what? Where am I going to get that on Disney Plus now that the program is there?
Who doesn't, though? I mean, who doesn't want to watch
Two big things. They have now put up, on Disney Plus, they have put up... warnings for things that are culturally insensitive for the time.
Same for
I thought
Warner
that was
Brothers.
From the
Warner
beginning.
Brothers has done that.
Yeah, Warner Brothers
I
did that too.
I think that's better than pulling them all together.
Yeah. You know what I hated? Because
so does that mean they're going to bring back Song of the South?
They should.
With
if they're
going to
do that. Yeah.
Warning, this crap is racist AF.
right?
But
you know what isn't racist AF? This cake.
Yes.
So good.
This is an all opportunities.
Healthy cake.
Taste opportunity.
The biggest controversy out of all of this for Disney Plus this week
what
is the fact that...
That Walt Disney supported Nazis?
First of all, that's yet to be proven. Second...
him and Ford were right there in the same room.
Star Wars, A New Hope. Before it was put onto the streams,
they changed it again.
They officially changed the Han Greedo scene yet again.
That sounds like it was written by Dan Harmon on Rick and Morty.
But
like,
it happened.
Like, let's make him say
it happened.
Greedo says McClunky for no good reason.
Yeah, McClunkin or something.
McClunky.
It's weird.
Was a George Lucas.
It's almost like I can't remember what comedian or somebody made a joke about it. It's like every time Star Wars goes somewhere, George Lucas sneaks into the office to do yet another change.
It's the weirdest thing because not only does Han not shoot first, they shoot each other at the same time.
Does Han win?
That's kind of been...
Does he kill Han?
...implemental for
well,
a while.
And now they do a weird digital thing where Han... It's very pronounced. I must have missed it, but it was very pronounced that he moves his head.
I swear to God, it's going to get to a point where like 10 years from now we're going to watch it. They're just going to fist bump each other.
Yes.
And then Greedo will digitally walk out. And then nothing will happen to him at all.
He did.
The way this movie's going...
He deked the blaster shot, which is hilarious. So that was crazy.
They'll Rochambeau each other in the next one.
Also,
McClunky.
They are doing which
they just
is,
arm
which is
wrestle.
Very cool.
Just
they do it over the top.
It's not controversial, but they're adding new footage to Avengers Endgame. They have the
wait, what? Yeah. I didn't hear about this.
They added the
in the actual cut of the movie
apparently
or like deleted scenes.
I didn't see it. Tony Stark meets his daughter. When
that's
she's
a deleted scene.
Apparently, it's cut into the movie into
that's terrible.
Disney Plus.
I've actually watched the scene. It's not worth being in the movie.
It's no, it's not. It's a good. It's a good.
It's a good scene.
Hopefully, they add like Daredevil and Punisher to the Mortal
Yeah.
Not in its current form. No, it's going to definitely be PG 13 friendly for sure. So that's the
You're
only time.
What? Daredevil
just to show them in the portal?
Yeah. Oh, in the portal? Oh, the portal. Jesus.
Not like you're going to see them in the fight anyway.
That's very true. But
they die.
Yeah, it's.
They should just do the portal scene. The defenders walk out, see what's happening. They turn around.
Turn around.
Like, this is above my pay grade.
This is a little big for us, guys. Good Christ.
So, we are street level.
Disney Plus doing well. So other, we'll have more controversies about it coming up soon.
Side note, about the whole McClunky thing.
Yes, what's McClunky?
It's my understanding that that was changes that Lucas made to the special edition
before
the
it?
Acquisition.
Yes.
So that's why it's there.
McClunky. And then he shoots him. What does that mean?
That's a
It
character.
Means bring back the Dubacks.
It's a character from one of his like independent movies that never even made it off the ground.
Yeah. Oh. Seriously, I mean they now fully own the originals. Just put them out how we want.
Well, now since you had to consult with George.
But with
your,
the Dubacks, right?
You had to consult for George.
The Dubacks were always there. They just
the
weren't digitally there.
Well, like I said, now digitally. That you have
they
to
They need Dubacks. Riding side by side the Death Star.
Nope.
As it floats through space.
Flying.
Nope.
They're not even piloting X-Wings. They're on Dubacks
right.
running.
They're on Dubacks. Oh, so
they're in
good.
The Millennium Falcon. There's Dubacks in the Millennium Falcon. Yeah.
Well, this is what happens.
They're like
can't
in
wait.
The.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you decide to consult with George Lucas about new Rise of the Skywalker film and try to have him make corrections. This is what happens.
Do you think that's what happened?
What I don't know. J.J. Abrams just came out and said they did more reshoots in Force Awakens than this one.
Really?
I mean, it sounds like damage control if I've ever seen it, but he's been out there saying
what you're
getting
at.
You were here when I talked about it. Three different.
Cuts shown. Yeah.
Cuts shown.
So what is your?
So the whole thing is that I'm saying that
you said this is what happens when you.
Well, I think what's happened. I think what's happening is
he's clearly an insider.
George Lucas.
He knows what happens.
Lucas is probably doing a lot more consulting than we actually think he is on his old movies, on the new ones. So he's probably in there a lot more.
I don't understand what you're.
How do you know
alluding
this?
To.
Yeah.
How do you know?
I mean, even
so
when I talked
there,
about that, I said it was speculated.
What happened is that there have been three cuts of the film that have had preview screenings.
Right.
The first one was the original
was
cut
good.
By J.J. Abrams that
it didn't,
I'm gonna
test
explain,
well.
Didn't test well at all. Rey literally takes apart.
She basically curb stomps the Emperor.
Yeah, she does.
Basically.
Ooh. Right. And it didn't test well with anybody, so they freaked out. Bob Iger apparently was in that screening and freaked out and said, we got to reshoot. So Bob Iger comes in with his own cut.
It's Abrams not his own cut. It's still the J.J. Abrams cut with mandates from him.
Correct. And the mandate was, essentially, the biggest mandate was is that at the very end of the film, we see a...
Luke shows up
Luke
out of nowhere and he fights the Emperor instead.
And Luke and Anakin show up physically and fight. It actually tested better than Rey.
But it still didn't test well.
But it's
you don't
want to
see Hayden Christensen again? Come on.
I mean, I do, but I also want to see Rey curb stomp the Emperor. That
I say all three of them should do it.
People hated that.
They
and
all take turns doing
apparently
it.
Apparently didn't test well enough because they consulted with George on the
They're
last
like, please,
cut.
God, George this.
Please, God, let's rewrite this. So George rewrites it.
And he's like, you know what this movie needs?
And it tested. And it tested the best. And apparently at the end of the film, we actually get a secret Skywalker. And it freaked everybody out. And they
Jar Jar.
Baby Yoda.
So we'll see. Anyway.
So I don't understand what your comment is.
My comment is that I believe that George,
he's
even though he sold
the implication that George Lucas is now more heavily involved with Star Wars stuff with Disney.
Correct.
Just because of some speculation that might not even be true in the first
place. I think he's very much involved more. I think they bit off more than they can chew.
Prove it.
Hey, your source being what?
Well, the fact, look how bad.
Even when I brought this up, I said speculation.
I'm just using the logic of the fact that, number one, what happened with Solo, what happened with Last Jedi.
Solo was actually pretty good.
Solo was fantastic.
And he had nothing to do with that.
It was a box office bomb. And I think that they freaked out.
It was not a box office bomb.
Listen, let me
tell you. It didn't do well.
Matter of fact, this is going to be the last Star Wars movie for at least 5 years, apparently.
Yeah.
Rise of the Skywalker?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Not at all. I think they're going to hold back and make plans
happening. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, so exactly. We're going to have more Disney Plus stuff anyway. So that's the cool stuff. But yes, I think George is very much
involved. I do think
Ryan
Johnson's movies aren't happening anymore.
Nope, not at all. Well, Benioff and Weiss's movies aren't happening
I understand
either.
Why they bailed.
So I don't understand what... references.
He's more involved with the Star Wars universe now.
Because he added McClunky?
No, not just
I don't understand what you're saying.
What I'm saying is that the failure of Star Wars to connect to the fans, okay? Uh-huh. They're bringing George on to consult.
So why not bring in the guy that made the big cultural divide with the Star Wars films long before Disney even had it?
That's what they're doing. They're bringing him in to consult.
Bring George Lucas that irritated everybody before Disney took it in the first place. He'll know exactly what to do.
He'll throw a bunch of unnecessary dialogue.
First of all, the prequels were great. Okay? They were great.
Talkie.
You know what Star Wars fans want to see?
What?
Discussions about trade routes.
That's the heart and soul of
dignitaries.
Star Wars.
Sexy talks about trade routes.
That's why I love Phantom Menace. The blockades? In the very first
Exactly what Star Wars fans want to see.
I don't know. Like, I'll defend the trilogy, just because it gave us what we wanted. We wanted new locales. We wanted new spaceships. We wanted new force powers. New Jedi stuff.
The prequel trilogy, you mean?
Yeah.
I defend it till the cows come home. I think it's great.
You know what? I'm not going to poop on any Star Wars stuff. But
like, we want new aliens. We want a new...
Yep.
There's
absolutely.
Not a single Star Wars duels. I don't appreciate.
See, and that's,
I mean, I'm down for the ride, no matter
that
what.
That is what's cool about The Mandalorian, I think, is that we're getting to feel what's inside that world, which I really like. That's why I like
The
Mandalorian.
Yeah, we finally get to watch some of the Jawas die.
Hey, it's a small price to pay. But anyway,
because they're small. That is so messed up, man.
Sizest,
what?
Sir.
What?
Oh, dude.
Jeez. I didn't know that'd be so controversial.
Oh,
damn. God dang.
Cynthia's pretty short. You should have thought of that.
Oh, damn.
Thanks, Alika.
I got you, shorty.
Check my height privilege. Yeah, I know.
He tosses them, for God's sake. Literally throws them off.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. I posted it in our.
Oh, it didn't even occur to me. He has been acting like he's watched, but had no details so far. I didn't pick up on that.
Well,
You're right.
As per G.
As what?
Mm-hmm. You've been talking a lot about The Mandalorian, but you have not said one single detail about what happens
no,
on the show.
I said that I didn't get to see episode two. I saw the first one.
Oh,
I didn't get to see the second
episode. I don't pay attention to
No,
him.
You don't.
Right. I really
Thanks.
Don't.
I didn't get to watch the second episode. anyway, moving on from Disney Plus and all the like, there was something that came up today.
Can we do a different Nerd Watch show and call it Nerd Watch Plus?
Sure. You want to start a subscription?
Is that where we talk about superhero jokes?
I don't think...
we've been wanting to do that forever.
I don't think we're capable of premium content.
Oh, snap.
Ouch.
Damn.
You have not seen what's written on my underwear.
Nerd Watch Plus. And then premium he just... Now we swear.
It says premium content.
Now we swear?
Now we swear.
Sin would be into that one.
Wow.
She's wondering why we're not swearing right now.
I have no idea why we're
so
trying to keep this
on Nerd Watch Plus, there's... would that mean that there's violence... Nudity and vulgar language?
Absolutely.
McClunky.
Absolutely. We should put it to a vote for everybody watching right now.
Yes, Francine. What were you going to say?
I was going to say there's going to be giant Jimmy Dean sausage-sized nipples.
Hey, why don't you be quiet
How
down
did you know
over
what
there?
My
hey, why does everybody look at his nipples right now?
Hey, stop. Jeez, stop it.
I'm
going to
throw some water on
anyway.
You.
Stop it. Quit it.
Stop it.
Anyway, other news other than Disney and Star Wars and all that other crap. So apparently a article.
We're a month out from Rise of Skywalker, though.
We are.
Not to keep digging into Star Wars, but we are.
And we got
exactly
a new TV spot.
We did.
So there's a little more footage in there.
I'm trying to not watch anything from that. I just want to be surprised at this point.
Why don't you treat it like anything we're supposed to see and not watch it like you normally do?
Did you see the Emperor in a mech suit yet? That was pretty cool.
Oh.
Nice.
Wow. That's pretty sweet.
You got robot
legs.
He's
lying to you.
Man.
The Emperor's head is in a jar.
It's in a jar?
Attached to another alien.
That's unbelievable.
It's a jar.
It's a jar jar.
They took Jabba the Hutt's head and they attached the Emperor's head to him.
That's pretty sweet.
They gave him a slug tail.
So he's a big fat slug now.
Well, listen, getting off of the Star Wars tip, I posted an article that apparently was over 2 years old that is just getting traction.
The Alan Moore thing?
Now. Alan Moore, the creator.
I remember, he doesn't read.
The creator of Watchmen, which, by the way, I want to get an update on here momentarily. Alan Moore said some...
Yes, he's still the creator of Watchmen.
Alan Moore pretty much does...
Technically not, because anytime something Watchmen comes out, it just says from the original creator, or it says from... co-creator Dave Gibbons. His name isn't attached to anything new lately.
That's a good point.
If the book comes out, his name is on it.
Alan decided to do a couple years ago a article.
Alan Cummings?
An article for a Portuguese news outlet.
You mean
outlet.
A Portuguese?
Portuguese news outlet. Stop it. And apparently it's only surfacing now here. He had
it's
some
only
very...
surfacing now here. I'm pretty sure it was always available on the internet.
Well, apparently it's got some serious traction now because
no internet 2
he
years ago.
Has decided to...
It's because of the show. Everybody's digging out old stuff because of the show.
Well, let me finish. He's decided to say that he has a huge problem with superhero movies in the way they are now.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Now he's fine.
Now he hates it. He hates it even
now.
Further.
He likes it all. Now,
no,
Ant-Man and the Wasp is his favorite
movie
ever.
Is it really?
Yeah, came out and said Ant-Man and the Wasp is way better than
it was. Really strange. He said he one-upped Martin Scorsese by leaps and bounds.
And two or three years before Martin Scorsese said anything.
No, it's crazy.
I hate that Martin Scorsese has to keep coming out and like explain himself. I hate that everybody's making him explain himself. You know, he doesn't owe anybody anything.
He doesn't.
But he keeps having to come out every time with his interviews with the Irishman. He has to, like, explain himself. He really doesn't have to do that.
He doesn't have to do that.
But I hate that that's all anybody wants to talk about.
Yeah, I agree.
It's got to suck for him because he's trying to promote this movie, but all anybody wants to talk about is what he thinks of Marvel.
He does if he wants to avoid all the death threats from the Marvel films.
Well, he's untouchable. I mean, let's be real
here.
I
know,
here.
Man.
He's
a repulsor blast can reach you from pretty far.
But it's okay because Alan Moore thinks that all of Marvel superheroes are all part of white supremacy. So you know how that goes. So
Ike Perlmutter is the CEO of Marvel. So
I don't read anything Alan Moore has actually said like in the last 10 years probably.
Good old Alan throwing his 2 cents in. I wonder what he thinks of his Watchmen show on HBO.
Dude, he hasn't watched the movie. He's not going to watch the show. He probably turns away checks that the books are making in perpetuity. I think he's washing his hands of all this stuff.
I got a question.
He's too busy doing magic in Manchester.
Does he get checks from these shows?
Huh?
Does he get checks from these shows?
He gets royalty checks from all Watchmen related.
I don't think so.
No?
There was an interview that came out around where the movie came out that he didn't want any involvement with it. He didn't want any money from it.
That actually does sound familiar.
Yeah, I think basically his share he signed off to Dave Gibbons. Mm.
Yeah. So here's my question.
So Dave Gibbons is raking him in money right now because he's making money for two people.
So how's HBO's Watchmen doing now?
Not as great as this cake.
I know some folks were kind of put off by how agenda driven it seemed to kind of be in the first two episodes. And it was a little
bit.
The longer the show goes, the more it's getting into like the lore of the original book. And I would definitely say
some more Black Freighter. Awesome.
No, not necessarily. It has similar storytelling tricks, even though it's a TV show. The thing that kind of caught my attention, though, is that it's a show that you could watch cold without having read the book or watched the movie, but you're really better off reading the book to understand the context of the show.
Cynthia, you're watching it, right?
I am, yes.
And?
I could see what Gannon's saying.
Have you read the book?
I have not read the book, and I could see needing more context. Yeah.
It's not necessary to read the book per se, but you get a little bit more groundwork for what they're doing in the show if you had actually read it.
So
because they give you the information as the show goes, but with the background of the book, if you actually had it, you have a deeper connection to what's happening in the show.
Do you see this surviving in another season? Or do you think this
It's hard to say because I'm struggling to because I've read the book and I watched the movie, so I'm coming in as a fan. I don't know how it's going to be for somebody casual that's watching the show.
Are we getting the heroes? That's the most important part.
Sort of, but not really. Most of the new characters are kind of doing the groundwork of the people thrusting the story forward. The people in the book that are there are really just kind of there in the background of the story. Right. Well, not necessarily the background of the story, but they're kind of the cogs of the machinery of the show, if that makes sense.
Speaking of thrusting, is Dr. Manhattan's huge member, blue member in this?
No, but they do a stage production of his story.
and you see the guy's thing.
Wow.
It's awesome.
Is it blue?
It's very blue.
Wow.
Very, very blue.
All right, sweet.
So and the Watchmen is like this cake, because I don't have to read the ingredient list to enjoy it.
Basically.
This cake is delicious.
Basically.
And there's a lot of but blue dong in there.
The last episode that just came out really tackles what happens at so the good. End of the book.
Yes.
Because it's the squid the monster. Squid thing. Yes, it's yes, not it's the, squid the movie thing. Story at all. But so, like, I was watching somebody that did a video about it, and a lot of the background details that they gave you in the show is actually stuff that the movie never touched anyway. So mm-hmm. if you were thinking watching the movie would give you the stuff that you need to understand the show, it kind of doesn't.
But
it's good. I wasn't really going anywhere particularly.
That's
that.
What I mean.
What I will say though is that it's kind of fun watching a Damon Lindelof run show where that establishes a sense of mystery, and you don't have to wait 3 or 4 seasons to get answers.
That's nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because the stuff that they reveal in the very next episode is the same kind of thing that if it were Lost, he would have waited to like the 6th season to explain anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I've got so much stuff on my list to watch. I'm still got to catch up.
It's hard to talk about it, too, without spoiling anything, because I don't know if anybody's actually watching it. I mean, mm-hmm. it doesn't take a genius to figure out who you know, Iron's character is in the show.
You're not watching that because you don't have HBO, Alfred. Right?
Huh?
You're not watching that because it's good.
Yeah,
HBO,
I haven't had a chance to.
Yeah.
It's okay. Good, though.
Hey, G, watch this.
Mm. Shut up.
That looks delicious.
So good.
I'm sure it is.
There's mine.
But nice. I do know some folks had a problem with Rorschach's character being the mascot, essentially, of a white supremacist group.
Yeah, that's...
But it's a little bit deeper than that.
Those white supremacists ruin everything.
They really do.
Not to mention, Rorschach himself wasn't exactly a likable guy in the first place. He's just the guy you got stuck with narratively.
Right.
But if you were to actually meet Rorschach, you'd probably be like, this guy's got a lot of red flags.
He's all right.
He's got a lot I don't know why white supremacy
He's
triggers all
cold
you
cold pork and beans right out of the can. What's the problem?
They're idiots. Anyway, they're powerless too anyway. But anyway.
I would definitely recommend anybody watch it or read the book. If you love the book, the show is actually not a bad sequel.
Good. I want to check it out. What is Regina King's in the show?
Mm-hmm.
Who is she? In the show for other
they call her
Regina King.
I think her character's called. I might be getting wrong because I'm playing Jedi Fallen Order 2. I think it's the Night Sister. No, Sister Knight.
Sister
That's
Knight.
That's the name of her character in the show. Because the police. There was a big attack on the police, and a lot of people got killed all at once. So now the police wear masks. So they're kind of almost the vigilantes, even though they're cops. It's the one premise in the show I'm having a hard time reconciling, because it just seems like a big leap to take in the story. Yeah. But you go along with it after a while. So yeah, she's essentially a cop, but she dresses up like a vigilante, like superhero style.
If you
vigilante.
Kill the police, you don't get synchronicity or synchronicity too.
What?
Oh jeez.
Anyway.
Sting!
What just happened?
You made a sting joke.
Sorry.
Oh, timely.
Why don't you shut up? It's a good joke. Shut up. Anyway, yes, it was.
Oh, man. How relevant was that?
Nobody laughed.
When does it happen? It happens in the... when does it happen?
The Watchmen series?
Yeah, yeah.
When does it take place?
Yeah.
Today.
See? The police. It's relevant.
The police aren't together anymore.
Semi
Sting's still going on, but...
Okay, fine.
Did you say Sonny and Miss?
Well, I was just trying to be relevant like
you. Are. You're being real relevant today, I tell you. Other than that, am I missing any other...
A lot
Ron Cadigay likes that joke. Thanks, Ron. Sweet. Anyway.
He's just being
don't.
Polite.
Don't.
What else am I missing as far
Quit
as...
enabling him.
Comic, entertainment news. Am I missing something?
Everything.
Anything else that I'm missing?
You don't read.
I don't. Once in a while.
We lost comic creator Tom Lyle.
Oh, that's right. Tom Lyle passed away.
First drew Ben Reilly, the Scarlet Spider. So,
mm-hmm. Everybody's favorite Spider-Man, by the way.
I really do. And in the new animated series, they kind of, you know, because of Spider-Verse, back when he came out in the 90s, people weren't used to new Spider characters. They were like very hated that concept. They didn't like the Clone Saga at all. But now you've got Spider-Verse where you've got like 30,000 different spiders. And now Ben Reilly actually is very distinctive amongst the field.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got a cool, you know, standout outfit that's not your regular like spandex. And Tom Lyle designed that. So we owe that to him. And
speaking of Spider-Verse, I mean, this is kind of going off the beaten path here, but... In the new Spider-Man movie that they're Into the Spider-Verse movie, they're making a big deal that they're bringing in Japanese Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
There already was a Japanese Spider-Man in the first one, though. Kind of.
kind of. But they're talking about Leo Baradon from the Sentai show.
So why don't they make up a Chinese Spider-Man?
They probably do have one.
There is a Russian
Spider-Man.
There could be an
African Spider-Man.
There is.
No, but I'm saying bring those guys and don't make another Japanese Spider-Man.
All right.
I think
we'll do that. Well, there's kind of a because, you know, we got the cutesy little anime robot girl with her little robot spider thing.
Right.
But Supaida Man is like,
I know it's a real thing.
Yeah.
With a robo.
I know.
And a car.
Is he going to have his
And his powers
ring?
Come from space aliens.
The ring? The ring?
Yeah, and his powers
I didn't
come from space
know
aliens.
That.
and he's thousands of years old.
I didn't know, by the way, that had a big to do with the Power Rangers legacy.
Yeah, did you guys watch the Toys
yeah,
that
I was watching
us?
Toys
yeah,
that Kill,
that
and like that was a big part of how we got to Power Rangers. I didn't realize that they had anything
Stan
to do with each
Lee
other.
Stan Lee was a big fan of the Japanese Spider-Man. Like, he considers it canon.
And now that I've watched it, you downloaded the episodes on my Xbox, and it's awesome.
It's
super entertaining. It's unique. You know, at first you want to just shun it because it's nothing like the comics at all whatsoever.
It's so ridiculous.
It's better than the 70s Spider-Man
show. It's so ridiculous
show.
That
but
you
that's
have,
what's great. It's, I mean...
It's, you have to embrace it. That's
yeah.
the, that's the
oh,
great
it's
thing
incredible.
About it.
I mean, Stanley had a hand in it, too.
No, for sure. I love the fact that he carries his whole suit in that little tiny ring. It's super sweet.
He's still
you were okay when the Flash did.
The Flash did, yeah.
Spider-Man drives a car. Sweet. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Why not?
Batman drives a car.
He drives up the walls and stuff.
Mm. So,
in the comics, it does, but that's a totally different thing.
John brings up that Klaus came out on Netflix. I didn't get a chance to see it yet.
Klaus,
but the art looks good. It's like a Santa Claus origin movie.
Oh,
is that right?
Klaus.
I'm in Max watching.
People have been gushing over the art. I haven't necessarily watched.
Nice. It wasn't. I mean, I didn't really. Yeah. It didn't engage me too much.
Oh, John J. Murakami in the chat. Okay, I didn't know what the hell you were talking about.
Yeah.
Well, be specific.
No, he's right behind us right now.
No, I was
now.
Having
he's
a
invisible.
Psychic connection with this other guy, John, in the alley.
It's like, well, so people know that are listening so because they're not on the chat.
Kai, you're sitting on Aaron. Do you know that?
Aaron loves it.
He's wearing the invisibility cloak from Harry Potter, and
By
you're
way,
sitting on it.
You're going to have to get hard media ready soon, okay?
Ew. Oh.
Wow. Is that true, John J., that... Supaida Man is the first Japanese show that used a big robot? Because that doesn't seem early
that
enough.
Doesn't seem right. I think, they were doing big robots.
Well, maybe he means live action because in cartoons we already had Gigantor and things like that in the 60s
Gigantor.
And 50s.
No, that can't be right at all. I mean, because...
If John J. Murakami said it's true, then it must
they
be
were doing,
true.
They were doing big robots in black and white.
Not in
with,
live action. I think that might be true for live action.
I don't know about that. I got to check that myself.
Murakami knows stuff better than you. I'll take his word over yours.
Oh, why? Because his last name is Murakami?
Why are you making it about race? I wasn't.
I didn't. I just said his last name is
Murakami.
He
just sounds like he knows what he's talking about versus you.
I'm going to make it about race.
Why are you making it about race for?
I'm not making it about race. I just said his last name is Murakami. Anyway.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either. Moving on.
What I do know is this cake is the bomb.
There is some other
and
cool
nobody
news.
Had to sit in it first.
There is some other cool nerd news that probably no one at this table other than Kai cares about.
Pauly Shore is coming January 4th.
No, Kai does not care about that. Alika does. Alika does.
You like hard shorts?
What?
We gotta get
some Pauly shorts. That's good.
I think I already have some.
For a super uber wrestling dork that I am, CM Punk is officially back.
That is the best news.
Thank you.
The only reason I watch wrestling.
Thank you.
The best.
Yes. So sweet.
Wait, excited about that.
Well, he's not technically back in WWE. He's technically hired by Fox to be on WWE backstage.
I'll take it.
That's what
I
said.
I'll take it anyway.
I'll take it. That's what I'll take too.
I thought everybody hated him.
No.
No.
The shit.
Everybody loves that.
The poop. He's
the poop. That's right.
Oh, my God.
That's why
she said the S word.
Everyone.
Huh?
Nerdwatch Plus.
He's the F and S. What did you say, Kai?
That's why he can talk mass shit.
He's the S AF.
Yeah, it's true. So he can. It gives an opportunity to speak up about what he likes about wrestling, what he doesn't like about it. So CM Punk made huge waves on the internet.
Basically said it's
he what he likes about wrestling is it's not MMA, so he's not going to get beat up.
Oh wait. You know what? I just realized this whole time I've been thinking about John Cena.
Oh.
I confuse those two guys.
Yeah, no one cares about John Cena.
CM Punk's a waste. I was right. I was just thinking about the wrong guy.
That's because you can't see him. You can't see John anyway.
That joke is about as tired as your outfit.
CM Punk is his name on Twitter right now.
CM Pumpkin Pie?
CM Pumpkin Pie.
CM Punk backed down from a fight from JDF, Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger.
He doesn't need to prove anything to JDF.
He's a wuss.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, but JDF's got like...
He's got the power of God behind his fists.
Yeah, once he blows on that flute, it's all over.
All of his tattoos are about Jesus.
It's over, man.
Anyway, if you are a huge wrestling fan, CM Punk, even though he's not in the ring, it's great to have him to talk about wrestling.
You know, I stopped watching wrestling after he left.
Did you really?
And I'm about to come back now that he's back. I love CM Punk.
Survivor Series in Chicago. He might show up.
Oh, because he's a Chicago
guy. He's a Chicago guy,
for sure.
That's pretty sweet. Anyway,
I think I stopped around that time too.
Mm-hmm. I love CM Punk. He's the bomb.
Hey, you know, since
I'm really surprised you like
left, and I was
hell
like,
yeah,
yeah,
I love CM Punk. He's awesome.
Since Todd's not here, I'm just gonna mention that wrestling's fake.
Wow, thanks.
Your mom's fake.
Your mom's.
You know.
Your mom's.
That's well,
your
mom's besides the point.
Sick burn, bro. Yeah.
Is that true, Alika? Is your mother not really your mother?
I was grown in a test tube, so
I gotta use that one.
It's not really his birthday party.
Yeah, I just I picked a day.
I think I'm gonna rename. That's gonna be the name of the show.
He has hey, no belly button.
I have no belly button.
Alika, what comic did CM Punk wrote for?
Huh? Drax. He did the Drax comic back in 2016.
Oh, so somebody doesn't really care about wrestling knows that he wrote Drax, huh?
Because they made a big deal about the guy who wouldn't fight JDF writing a comic.
If I'm going to watch two guys roll around, I want to see them go all the way. That's what I'm saying.
I'll watch it with CM Punk. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we're going to check in with Hard Media. We're going to check in with what's opening this weekend. Francine, it looks like you have something on your mind.
I was going to ask if anyone else has been watching the second season of Castle Rock.
Oh, negative. You mean on Hulu?
Mm-hmm. Is that the Nazi show?
No,
that's Man in the High Castle.
I'm sorry.
Castle Rock is the Stephen King show where they pay homage to
I'm behind on that show. I only watched the first season.
It's like a detective kind of thing or the show I saw.
Well, the first season's different. The second season takes place in Jerusalem's lot.
Right.
But
yeah.
all the cases are like interrelated.
There's no cases really. Oh. Yeah, the first one had to do with Shawshank.
Yeah, that's I saw that one.
That show is very good. And if you are going to, if you are interested in Disney Plus, get the bundle package with Hulu in it and Disney Plus because Hulu's got some great stuff right now.
I don't like Disney stuff, and so I won't subscribe.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying that other.
But telling me what to do.
Anyway, what's up with you and not liking Disney stuff?
I don't.
Do you not like Disney stuff or Star Wars? Do you like?
I don't like either.
Oh wow! Okay.
That much. Sorry. I'm actually going to put my money into CBS All Access so I can watch all of the Star Trek, and get all of the.
Can I tell you what? I started watching that and I don't like it. I don't like it. I think I can't.
That's what
believe
makes
it.
You a crappy American.
I think Orville is a better show.
Orville is. An
yeah, Orville's great. Orville
they make better popcorn.
And you're going to give me crap about my police joke?
Ugh.
Really? God,
you know, you
it.
Know what? You actually laughed at that.
I did.
No
shut
one
up.
Laughed at yours.
Shut up.
No one.
Totally. To be fair, G laughed at his own.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. That's right. I did. Ha! There you go. But yes, if you haven't seen it, Castle Rock on Hulu is very good.
The second one has to do with Annie Wilkes.
Annie Wilkes from Misery, of mm-hmm. course.
You know who plays her, right?
And
yes, Lizzie Kaplan.
I love
Salem's
Lizzie Kaplan.
Salem's. Has anybody ever watched the original movie with David Soul?
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah,
it's
did you read the book?
I never did.
I read the book.
Do you even know how to read?
What's that?
I think we've come to that conclusion.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
You know. Like the Constitution. Have you ever read that before?
That's the only thing I read.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's the only thing I read.
He reads the...
it's tattooed on
his
back.
The Glenn Beck cut.
Yeah, right.
Of the Constitution.
Release the Glenn Beck cut.
Yeah.
Hey, we didn't talk about that at all.
It's on a dry erase board
it's
with
so
all kinds
weird.
Of arrows and circles
it's,
around it.
It seems to be popping up everywhere. The Release the Snyder cut
it was
is...
It was the two-year anniversary when the first one
all over
the
place.
Came out.
It's all over the place.
But hey, Affleck finally joined in.
He did. Good for him.
Supposedly.
Sad Fleck.
Supposedly. Uh-huh. There's talk of putting it on as an HBO Max exclusive.
Yeah, so nobody cares.
Yeah. Wow, no
that's
one's gonna
not
watch
true
HBO.
At all.
I'm not gonna watch HBO. Yeah, I'm really interested.
It's
in
been
Snyder
two
Cut.
Years
in this,
now.
In
nobody
this version,
showed about
instead
it.
Of dropping the mother box in the water, they just get a car battery with jumper cables and they just lay
how
it on
dare
Superman's
you?
Chest.
Snyder's cut was different. Than,
that's the
than
Snyder
Whedon's cut.
And then Aquaman punches the random generic bad guy a couple extra
true.
Times.
That's not true. They
it's
they
awesome.
Resurrect Superman with the French tickler.
That'll wake
up. And they figured out that he was just taking a nap.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Super hot.
When does David Spade walk in? I forget.
What?
Oh, never mind.
Huh? What happened? I'm confused.
Never mind.
Anyway, before we get to
I just wanted to put it out just to shut up all the really Snyder Cut people.
Yeah,
I'm convinced it might not necessarily be great, but I just, you know,
I want to see it.
Everybody who is in the movie is like, release it. So obviously it's coming.
Well, here's the thing. Before we get into movie releases and hard media, I do want to talk a little bit about
Jedi Fallen Order
and Death Stranding.
Did you play it, by the way? Jedi Fallen Order?
I didn't. Jedi Fallen Order is the brand new Star Wars game that is currently out on PS4, Xbox, PC, and all.
It really should be called Star Wars Uncharted.
It should be.
Because it's basically Uncharted, Star Wars.
It's like Uncharted.
Basically.
Can I just tell you something? This is a very fun game so far.
It's not as fun as Force Unleashed, though.
No, it's not. To be fair,
It's not as Force Intensive. That's why.
Yeah,
it's
not.
You don't have access to. Tricky stuff.
He's got access to like push and pull pretty much, and he's got.
He has a skill tree, and you're gonna develop more abilities as you go. Yeah.
And then
I like the story.
I like the story, but I don't like the guy. I don't like Cal Kestis.
As a character, you don't like that actor.
No, I don't like the character. He's a little too, I don't know. He doesn't seem, there's nothing seem to be urgent about.
You know when you get
happening.
Him, he's a Padawan, right?
No, I do, but he seems like a little sad face a little bit. But that buddy thing is super cool.
Wouldn't you be sad if you found out that everybody that
got slaughtered?
All right, fine. Yeah.
Like this, and it's a fresh thing that just happened.
Why don't you chip her up there,
buddy? It's not like 20 years down the line, he's like, oh man, I can't believe my entire order.
Fair enough.
This literally just happened in his world.
The lady that he's hanging with she's super depressing, too.
And she cut herself off because she's afraid.
Yeah.
He's like, and he's been in hiding all this time. I'm actually really liking the story to this.
I will say that the graphics are good, but they're a little herky jerky. I don't know what's up with that. I mean, they got to fix that.
That's your gameplay.
I actually have been noticing weird glitches where you'll run up to a platform. There'll be no enemies there. You turn around, and all of a sudden, they're there. I've been encountering a lot of that lately.
That's the Force.
If you are a Star Wars fan, this is the best Star Wars game to come out in a very, very long time.
It's a fun game.
It's a very fun game. I've been digging it. It's about 18 to 20 hours long.
The little droid BD-1. He's pretty fun.
It's Buddy, by the way.
It's BD-1.
Yeah, but it's Buddy.
No, it's not. It's BD-1.
Shut up.
He doesn't call it Buddy at all, ever.
No, but that's the whole point. It's Buddy.
He calls it BD or he calls it B.
Damn it. Shut up. Anyway.
I play the game.
I do, too. I bought it.
He never calls it Buddy.
He bought it.
I bought it.
I'll bet you the plastic wrap is still on it. You're just watching YouTube videos.
Shut up. Anyway.
It's not a book, Gary.
Yeah, it's not a book. You can't wrap games. You can only.
He went and
books.
Looked up some Let's Plays so they can be read to him.
Out of curiosity, how far did you get?
I would say maybe 2.5 to 3 hours in.
Oh, you're
about it.
Okay, but where are you in the game? That's the actual question.
Well,
tutorial.
I'm now on.
I can play a game for 2.5 hours get anywhere.
I'm on the ship and I can choose any planet I want to go to right now, and that's where I have to stop.
Dude, that's only like 10 minutes in.
Shut your ass! It's not. Anyway,
there was a huge tease in that game that really bugged me though, where you have to
do you have to climb.
Yeah, you climb into an AT-AT, and then you jump into one of the speeders from Return of the Jedi that you fly through an Endor. Mm-hmm. But you don't pilot it. He climbs on it for a moment, and you're like, "Oh my god, he's going to use that!" And then he does, and then he keeps climbing through the rest of the atom. Like, damn it!
It's very much like Dark Souls because it has that where you meditate and all of the enemies reset. It's kind of like Castlevania. It's got a little bit.
The
of
The respawn is murder though.
Yeah.
It kicks you so far back. You're just like,
it does.
Oh man,
it does. And then of course there is a little bit of Legend of Zelda in it because you got to solve puzzles with the Force and things like that, which is super cool. So
they're not hard.
They're not. Well, that's what I'm saying. They're super fun.
What's the difficulty settings for this?
There's four of them. There's an easy setting.
There's story.
Jedi Knight.
I think it's Storyteller or something. It's called is the easiest
setting.
The
easiest setting. The Jedi Knight.
So that's what G's playing.
Normal.
I'm playing Jedi Knight. If you can believe it or not. Yeah, but the most important thing about the settings is that it's not necessarily so much about the health, but it's about the timing of the parries. So, and they make it a point to show you those bars when you're picking, because you can change the difficulty at any time, by the way. So
I think you can toggle it, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can dial it in exactly where you want it, I think.
So,
I didn't play around with that much.
Yeah, but you can change the settings as you will. But the normal setting is pretty tough, I got to admit.
What is the max?
I think it's like
I forget what it's called.
Jedi Warrior or something like that.
Did you get Forrest Whitaker? Did you get up to Forrest Whitaker?
I did not get up to Forrest Whitaker.
Saw Gerrera's in it. It's Forrest Whitaker.
Oh, wow. Crazy. Well, I'm very excited to continue playing this game. I also had an opportunity to play more of Death Stranding, courtesy of the
How's that going? Because I gave up on that.
So here's the thing.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm going to say something that's that could be construed as profound.
He needs to just realize he just wants to make movies.
Huh? Not likely.
No.
There's probably an hour of actual gameplay in that 18-hour game.
Here's the thing. I've kind of figured out. First of all, Death Stranding is a struggle to play. Not going to lie about that. The story is weird and intriguing.
Do you see Norman Reedus's Wang?
Yep.
Well, then what's the problem?
But here's what Hideo Kojima has done. And I'm going to.
Seems like a win.
Hideo Kojima has done something very interesting.
I say Hideo.
I say Hideo.
Heidi Ho Kojima.
As a player, you do suffer. But the fact is that what you are trying to do as a player is to reduce the suffering of others. So even though you're struggling.
God, this game sucks.
Hang on a second. Hear me out. No, hear me out. Because what he's doing is that the fact that you're rebuilding America, right, and you're taking care of these people, but in the world with which you're in is online. So as a player,
you play it online.
You're helping others. So when you put up ladders or ropes,
nobody wants to do that play online. They just want to shoot each other.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
So it's very.
Have you played GTA online?
I have.
That's all anybody does.
But here's the thing: this is a very different game, and I gotta commend Hideo Kojima for doing it. It may not be for everybody, but what he's doing is very interesting, and I think it works on some level. And it does, I'm not going to lie, it does take a while to get into, anywhere from 6 to 10 hours. Not lying.
If it takes that long to get into a game, the game is already suffering.
No, well, listen, it's Hideo Kojima. He's done that with all the Metal Gears. He does it all the time.
I wouldn't agree with that.
Come on.
I would not agree with that.
The only one he ever never did it with, I thought, was the very first Metal Gear Solid. Which, by the way, I never played in English. I only played in Japanese. Yeah.
Look how cool you are.
Super cool.
You're so cool.
Speaking of
Speaking of can't read.
So to this day,
he has no idea what's going on.
I have no idea what happened. It's so cool. But it's cool because I got to play it first.
All of a sudden, there's a ninja, and then you got to change controllers for some reason. Wait, how did you play that game if you're playing Japanese? You would not have that cue to change controller.
He had an English cheat guide.
No. Here's how it worked, okay? I did find out about that by somebody who also played
so
the Japanese
game. You wouldn't have known that.
No. But
you would have kept losing in that part.
The reason why I got a chance to play it was because in order for us to play Japanese games, we had to do the spring trick on the original PlayStation.
Spring trick?
Yes. You put it on the little spike of the spring trick.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
You don't know what I'm talking about.
That's old.
Anyway, the spring trick, because of the way the discs were.
That's how you got past the region code.
The region code, yeah. So you put a little spring on the spike.
I guess I'm not that cool. I never heard about this.
So anyway, that's how I got to play Metal Gear Solid. It was pretty sweet. But anyway, the whole point is Death Stranding is a good game. I'm really enjoying it. I hope I get to finish it. So you should definitely check it out.
Don't. It's boring as hell.
And by the way,
you make weapons out of poop. You don't want to play that game.
They what? Do. Poop, yeah. Blood, and piss.
Why did you make it sound interesting if you don't like it?
And not like he throws it at you. He makes swords and stuff out of it.
And
that does sound like a good game. You are now contradicting yourself, Damon.
No, it's no.
Norman Reedus and poop swords.
That part is intriguing, but it is a boring trudge.
This side of the table just lit up. Like, what?
Poop swords? Did you say poop swords? What?
A fecal dagger.
It's like a lightsaber. You just.
It's his diarrhea.
Hey, listen. Speaking of.
It's a diarrhea fountain.
It just cuts you in
speaking
half.
Of. Listen, we don't talk much politics on this show, but speaking of poop, Fartgate is pretty epic, by the way. I don't know if anybody had a chance to watch Fartgate.
I mean, they're saying that it's just a mug going across the deck.
Yeah,
did you say Fartgate?
Fartgate.
Yeah.
Fartgate?
The senator who farted on the news.
Oh, wait. Gate.
Yeah, Fartgate. fart gate.
Oh, I thought you said gape.
Fart gate.
It would sound like this.
Eric Swalwell.
No, that's a prison fart.
Decided to fart on air on MSNBC.
He decided to.
He's just exerting his dominance.
It's a power move.
It's a total power move because
if you want to show someone you're in charge, you don't break eye contact and fart.
And then just be like, wasn't me.
Yeah, don't even address it.
That was you.
Say something about the farting.
My favorite part is that before he farts, he pauses and then finishes
The thing is, you got to suck in air to squeeze it out.
It wasn't that much of a break between when the...
It
sounded like he was just having... It didn't even seem like it fazed him. There was no pause. I didn't notice.
You're going to... I'll play it again.
All of this.
You did. It was pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Anyway, check it out. Fartgate happening online right now. Hashtag Fartgate on Twitter.
I mean, the worst part about it is that immediately after it happened, he denied it. So we all know
it was him.
That whoever denied it supplied it. So it's like he kind of locked himself in there.
Anyway, moving on, ladies and gentlemen. From
we'll talk
Death
more
Stranding,
about farts.
You know, you should.
I want to hear more of the fecal stories.
Do you want to hear more about the fecal stories? All right, fair enough. It is time to check in
is
with Gannon.
In
he is the Manon. And it's time to talk about...
The Manon?
Wow.
I reject that entirely.
Isn't that a type of deodorant?
Manon. It's time to check in with Hard Media. Hey, open your fat sack, Gannon, and show us what you got there in Hard Media.
Gannon's fat sack?
The Suspiria, the 77 version, is coming out in 4K.
Sexy.
What? Love that movie.
Me too.
Yep. Abbott and Costello, the complete...
Monster collection?
No, it just says complete collection. Okay. 8th anniversary.
Nice, I like that.
This would probably tickle you and Aaron. 3,000 Miles to Graceland.
Really? That's a good movie.
Is that a Nick Cage movie?
Don't mind me. That's Aaron and walk.
It's Kevin Costner.
It's in character, sir.
And it's got David Arquette, and it's a pretty cool film.
No Nick Cage?
I love David Arquette, though. Mm-hmm.
Cancel.
Rock and Roll High School.
Hey.
The one with...
40th anniversary.
Directed by Ron Howard, I believe, yes?
What? I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Really?
I know Aaron bought this because he buys everything. Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
He specifically buys everything that is child-themed as well.
Yeah.
An actual good Blu-ray to pick up is Memory, The Origins of Alien.
Oh, yes. The documentary. I do want to see that.
Yes, sir. Moving right along. I'm actually looking for like the funny stuff. Chuck Berry, Hail.
As in
rock
Chuck
and roll.
Berry?
Yeah,
Chuck Berry. As in Chuck Berry?
Yeah, not Chuck Woolery. Chuck Berry.
My mentor in comics, Bruce Ellsworth, was actually a guitar player on Chuck Berry's world tour in
What?
Yeah, so shut your mouth.
That sounds eat it. That sounds fake, bro.
It's true.
Here's a favorite of yours, I'm sure. Jawbreaker, 20th anniversary.
I love Jawbreaker.
You mean with Rose McGowan?
Yes.
Is there a different Jawbreaker movie that I don't know about?
That's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
What else we got here? It's really not a lot of great stuff. American Me.
Oh, I love American
Edward James
Me.
Edward James Olmos.
That's where I found out you could stuff balloons of crack
Edward James Olmos.
In your butt.
Not almost.
Edward James Olmos.
Not almost.
He's definitely always.
Yeah.
Here's one though that is right up your alley. Pretty Little Stalker.
Only for a few.
I'm fascinated by this one. There's no cover on it, but I need to figure out what this is. Buck Privates.
Oh, Buck Privates. I can tell you what that is.
It's from 1941.
Yes, Buck
Privates. That's when you were born.
Buck Privates is an old movie. I think it was Martin and Lewis.
Does it star Peter North?
Definitely not.
Peter North
wasn't
who cares?
Born then. That's kind of it, really. There's not a lot of really great stuff coming out this
week.
Hey,
you know what?
What?
I'm going to bring it back to Fartgate because Reed Kishimoto did a good comment.
What?
He said he just watched Fartgate. Now he knows who the real whistleblower is.
Reed Kishimoto coming through in the clutch in the Facebook chat.
I'm sorry. There were two other noteworthy ones.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah? What are they?
Farscape, the complete series.
Ooh, that was the...
Sci-Fi Channel show?
No, that was not just a Sci-Fi Channel show. That was actually put together by the Jim Henson Productions.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And one's not a surprise to be coming out this week. Charlie's Angels, the complete series.
Of course. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I love those. I love those two movies. They were great.
Oh, no, but it's the series, is what he's saying.
The series from the 70s. Farrah Fawcett.
I'm down with that, too.
Not the Drew Barrymore movies.
I like those, too. And I also like the series.
Keep on liking it.
How about the Kristen Stewart movie?
No, that's garbage.
You didn't even watch it.
I'll watch
you
anything
know?
With Kristen Stewart, but I know it's going to be garbage.
It looks like garbage from the trailer.
I'm very excited about next week, though.
By the way, before you, speaking of Kristen Stewart, did anyone see the trailer for Underwater?
No.
With Kristen Stewart?
No. What is that?
I'm going to show it to you.
I heard it sounds intriguing.
Whoa, it looks good. I'll show it to you after the show. Okay. It looks really cool. And Kristen Stewart.
Did it come out already?
It's coming out in January, but the trailer is out, yes. So I'm very excited. You guys got to see this.
Wait, is that the one with the Black Power movement and with her in it? Is it a different one?
That's a different one. Okay. This one stars T.J. Miller.
It's The Abyss, but Kristen Stewart.
And T.J. Miller.
Or Alien. It's really cool. Yeah, T.J. Miller's in it.
Abyss with T.J. Miller and Kristen Stewart? Count me out.
Did you see T.J. Miller make a comment that there doesn't need to be a Deadpool 3?
Yeah, that was weird.
Why is he saying
screw
that?
Yeah. Like, because Deadpool's going to be in the MCU.
Huh?
Yeah, he's in the MCU.
There's going to be a third. But why is the guy that doesn't play Deadpool making a decision that there shouldn't be another Deadpool?
Because they're not bringing
because
him back.
Because he was in the
Have
two
you
movies,
ever
bro?
Seen T.J. Miller stand up? He is the most annoying piece of crap in the world.
Wow. Jeez.
He is. He is.
A show on Comedy Central.
The Comedy Mix.
He almost really ruins annoying. Cloverfield.
Yeah. Isn't he in Silicon Valley too?
I wanted to enjoy him because he's, you know... And the people who are doing comedy on the show are funny, but T.J. Miller is just, I cannot stand that guy.
He's my least favorite part about Deadpool.
Yeah.
Same.
Wow, okay, interesting.
I want to like the guy because his humor is like almost there, but
he's looks
not.
Like he should be funny.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
He sounds like
in limited smaller doses, he's good.
He's not funny.
Got it.
Like I said, he almost ruins Cloverfield.
Almost does.
He does.
Almost does. Well, boys and girls, ladies and gents.
He almost ruins 10 Cloverfield Lane. He's not even in it.
They and them. This week's movies that are being released in theaters. First one stars Chadwick Boseman. For some reason, he's a cop.
21 Bridges, right?
For some reason? What does that mean?
For some reason, he's a cop, but yet he's also Black Panther. So he's a Black Panther cop.
What?
Who's going to police the police?
He's a Black and Blue Panther.
He is. Oh, look at you, baby. Look at you. That deserves a clap.
Look at you, baby.
21 Bridges starring Chadwick Boseman. It comes out this week. Also coming out this week, if you have...
Look at your baby.
If you have children, Frozen 2 hits theaters this weekend as well.
Hey. How come they didn't do Frozen, but the Z is a 2? How come they didn't do that?
I don't know.
Because isn't that what they do now?
Look at your baby.
I have to tell you something.
Look at your lesbian baby.
Look at your lesbian ice baby. Frozen 2 is coming out.
I didn't like the first Frozen movie.
You don't like movies about female empowerment, that's why.
You didn't like a movie about two frigid bitches.
Can that be the name of the pod?
I'm sorry. It already is, baby.
Let it go.
It already is. And finally.
You can combine it to say two frigids.
And finally.
We're all
opening
a bunch of little Telly Savalas's today.
Finally opening up this weekend in a film that I actually want to see. A lot of Oscar buzz surrounding it. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, starring Tom Hanks, comes out this week.
Make me barf.
What is wrong with you people?
Gross.
I was not a huge fan of the documentary, but I do want to see this movie.
I didn't see the documentary.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Tom Hanks be another famous white dude.
Just play Tom Hanks.
How's he going to play a famous black dude?
Tom Hanks is Tom Hanks.
It's going
to
happen.
Well, you'll like,
once he's out of all the white dudes.
You'll like the next movie he's doing. He's going to do a biopic about Jackie Chan.
he's earned it.
He's going to be Jackie Chan.
He's earned it.
If there's one white guy who can pull it off, it's Tom Hanks.
Well, if there's one American actor who can get away with blackface, it's Tom
Hanks.
It's
Tom Hanks?
No one.
Actually, no. Robert Downey Jr. only Robert Downey Jr. Thank you.
He totally got away with that. In 2019, it is no.
In 2019, I think Robert Downey Jr. could still get away with it.
The Prime Minister of Canada?
I think he did that right in the best time of American culture where you could get away with that and not since.
Obviously, he can do it again. He just got reelected.
Yeah, well, what? That's
just got reelected, baby.
Just got reelected, baby.
More pipelines, baby.
Didn't win the popular vote.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's like, don't worry about it. It's shoe polish.
That's all it is. Yeah. Shoe polish.
I'm a prime minister.
He was paying homage. That's what he was doing.
Homage, baby.
That's what you do, baby. Anyway, we are out of time, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank goodness.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Am I missing anything, ladies? Is there something that I'm missing?
You can thank
them.
Yeah,
you're missing a lot.
What am I missing?
Any examples of blackface you want to bring to light?
Absolutely not.
See Thomas Howell, Soul
There's
Man.
There's some I hope that never comes to light.
Great movie. Joy Behar. Joy
Behar. No, she didn't do blackface. She dressed up as an African woman.
What about Ted Danson?
Ted Danson.
Whoopi Goldberg signed off on that one.
She did. Yeah. She did.
So you get a black person signed off on it and you're okay?
Yeah, just
I don't know,
get
man.
The prescription paper. One black person.
That's a Goldberg.
You have to get a certificate of authenticity.
Right. And then you're okay. That was a really hot couple. I mean, I might have been 4 years old, but that was a hot couple.
Yeah.
All right. Whoopi Goldberg.
Fair enough.
Between
Fair
that
enough.
Forehead and those dreads.
Mm. And those lack of eyebrows.
His or hers?
All of them.
All
mixed
forehead.
In.
By the way, other than that, for the mistress on the cob, any scary stuff we should be watching other than Castle Rock?
Oh, geez. You know, I just spent my last 2 weeks watching all of Veronica Mars. That's what I've been doing.
Wow.
My husband's been buying lots of DVD, horror DVDs. So we've got like piles of movies.
Veronica Mars
on.
Doesn't seem like your speed.
I like procedurals.
All right. Fair enough.
It's a good show, man.
It's a great show. Watch the movie. Didn't like the movie.
Mm. Gannon was the first guy I heard of watching that
show. Yeah, me too. Gannon. Convinced me to watch it.
I've heard of that show being good. So yeah,
it's good. And then after binging that, I've started watching every Kristen Bell show.
Oh,
Known
yeah,
Demand.
I started watching.
She's the one in The Good Place, right?
House of Lies.
Yeah, so I love her in The Good
House
Place.
House of Liars.
I watched House of Lies. I watched
she's
all
incredible
The Good Place.
The Good Place.
So good.
That was really good.
Yeah, you're the one that told me to watch The Good Place. I haven't seen it yet.
So good.
This is the last season for that, too,
and
by the way.
And she's awesome in it.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. Okay, so...
Sorry.
Veronica Mars, then.
Watching very many scaries.
So, yes, watch Veronica Mars, everybody.
All right, watch Veronica Mars. All right.
I didn't know that was my job. I guess I'll have to brush up on that.
Brush up.
Not to mention, I'm the horror aficionado. What
brush
the hell?
Up, baby.
Sorry, Yannon, we don't care.
You're the one with the fat sack. I just finally saw The Boys.
Oh!
That's so weird. Good. I just rewatched that this weekend.
So good. And season two wrapped filming, too, so...
Right on time.
It's on Amazon. So good.
Isn't it so good?
It's so good.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
So good.
And did I also mention, I know I did about a billion times, but Dracula is on Netflix.
Oh.
It is. It totally is.
I want to see that.
You know what else is on Amazon Prime?
What's that?
The Jack Ryan Show. It's pretty good.
I don't want to see that.
I don't like that guy's face.
I don't like that guy's face. And I don't believe him
is that Krasinski?
As an action man.
I don't.
Really?
I don't buy him as an action man.
Goofy.
Sure. Action man? No.
All right. I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
He's good in A Quiet Place. Did you watch that?
I don't want to see that either.
I didn't like that. I thought that was a really terrible horror movie.
Really?
Yeah.
But Bird Box was two thumbs up.
But yeah, that was... It was Sandra Bullock's mask for a face that did me in for that.
Anything with box in the title, I'm...
Fair enough. All right, sweet.
Peter North also made a movie called Bird Box.
I'm sure he did.
With Sandra Bullock in that one, too.
Well,
does she wear a blindfold in it, too?
Well, of course. That's what makes it sexy.
Thank you so much. All right. How about you? Anything we should be watching there, Missy?
I just named a few things.
I know, just pretty much it. Okay, fair enough.
You know, I need stuff to watch.
So?
And it has to be on Disney Plus or Netflix because that's all I got.
Kristen Stewart has a new show on Disney Plus.
No,
I can't remember the name of it.
Nope.
I watched the first two episodes of the Jeff Goldblum show, and I was not as charmed as I thought I would be.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm really.
The first episode's on sneakers. The second one's on ice cream, and I'm like, he's really phoning these in. Mm.
Hey,
I like
Jeff
Goldblum. But he's very Jeff Goldblum in
there. He is. That's what he is.
Yeah. I wish there was more of him being very Jeff Goldblum. It's like...
Maybe you just need to slow down the track so he sounds drunk, because that's always fun.
Yeah.
Well, you could watch The Toys That Made Us on Netflix.
Okay, yay.
Yeah,
there you go.
You
Toys That Made
four
Us.
Four episodes.
So I just watched the
You'll
Ninja
burn
Turtles
that
episode.
So quick.
One thing... Hey, can I talk about this then? On The Toys That Made Us. Because Turtle Power, the documentary that happened in like 2016 or 2017, they went through the entire definitive history of the Ninja Turtles. And at the end, they had a reunion between Eastman and Laird, and it was very, like, heartfelt and whatever. But it was, you know, clearly staged. Nothing came of it. But then you watch The Toys That Made Us, which is pretty much almost like the Turtle Power documentary, just leaving out a lot of key players in the Mirage story. And at the end, you actually have Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird get together and have, like, a real moment and talk.
Kiss.
Honestly, that doesn't happen.
It was sweet.
There was fingers involved.
Yeah. They touched
digital.
They touched tips.
No, but they talk about what happened honestly between them in their friendship. You know, in Turtle Power, it's supposed to be sappy and sentimental, so you only have the good feel-good vibes. But then in Toys That Made Us, you learn about the money side a little bit, and you can see why both of them had occasion to not like each other. So, and especially because Peter Laird was the one who had the rights in the end and sold them to Viacom for $60 million, and Kevin Eastman got none of that.
Nothing.
And so this whole time we think that Kevin Eastman's the jet set guy, and that poor Peter Laird's been forgotten.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, Peter Laird's the a-hole.
But don't don't they address that he had sold off his rights to Peter Laird before that?
Yeah, but with the understanding that Peter Laird was going to hold on to them forever because he was that kind of particular kind of nerd dude.
So the only thing he held
was that said in the documentary? I don't remember that.
That was always something that Peter Laird would always hold on to, is the rights to publish the black and white comic. And he still has the rights to do that, but everything else he sold to Viacom.
So who kicked whose ass first? In the documentary. Pretty,
nothing
they
happened.
Bird boxes, baby.
Look at your baby.
Nice. I think I'd be pretty pissed about that. I mean.
Yeah, they both are pretty pissed. I think they both see each other and just like.
But I feel like at the end, everybody it was sort of sweet. They were drawing together, and like it was cute.
Oh, it was cute.
And so, what was more impressive about this one than the Turtle Power documentary is at the end of the Toys That Made Us, they actually pencil individual turtle drawings and then switch and ink each other's
That's
pencils.
Adorable.
So that is the real happy
ending. Oh, so you saw it already.
I saw that episode.
You don't need to see anything else then.
No, I'll watch the Power Rangers.
I'm going to watch the rest of the three episodes because one of them is wrestling figures.
Yeah,
and in the 80s, that's up my alley. I was into that stuff in the 80s. Hulk Hogan, Hulkamania.
Hulkamania, brother.
Look at your baby, brother.
Also, on Netflix, you guys
look at your brother, baby.
If you're interested, because I pulled up Netflix here, a couple of my favorites. You can watch the 24-Hour War that came out. Also, a new
season.
How
long
season.
Is it?
It's 24 hours.
That show is 24 hours long?
The new season of The Crown, if you're interested, you can check that out as well.
You know what? All that stuff is garbage, but The Dragon Prince, the season 2 that just happened, and season 3 is going to happen pretty soon, too.
Oh, they brought back Merlin on Netflix.
Oh, did they? Really?
What is that a TV show?
Yeah, it's
it was out
BBC.
For a while.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know what we never talked about?
Amazing.
You know what we never talked about? Mindhunter on Netflix.
Yeah,
season 2 is out. Came out a while ago.
Sure, I watched
still
it.
Good, though. Still really good.
It doesn't have the satisfaction.
They have Charlie Manson
the first
in there.
One,
yeah.
Oh, Mindhunter.
That's the one that, what's his name? David Fincher started, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's doing Chinatown now. A prequel to Chinatown.
I'm down.
Is that a Netflix series?
I don't know if it's going to be.
It's a prequel thing for Chinatown, I know that.
I'm in. I'm in for that for sure. And then
They're going to do
a new series for Netflix China.
And then they just started hashtag release the Fincher cut for Alien 3.
No.
Of course not. I'm joking.
Shut up. I was going to say,
it
whatever.
Already exists, dummy. It's been on Blu-ray for like years.
He doesn't talk about it. I thought there was another cut or something.
Technically, it's not.
Why
it is cut together
about
what it would have been.
If it's already out.
Because it's not his. He doesn't lay claim to it.
He didn't sign off on it. But it's what would have come out if he had his choice.
Yeah. He doesn't lay claim to it. They call it the producer's cut. So, but yeah, there's a...
release the Fincher cut.
Release the Fincher cut. Anyway, I think we're out of time.
Kai looks like he's ready to fall asleep.
He does look
he
like
looked
he's
like he was
asleep.
Ready to fall asleep when he showed up.
you're sleeping on Aaron's lap, dude.
Speaking of, before I forget, because I mentioned Mindhunters,
there is
a show on CBS that you guys can check out called Evil.
Okay.
It's actually not bad. It's like a procedural, but it's supernatural, and it's really cool. So far, they're about 7 or 8 episodes in. It's actually not bad. I mean, it takes you gotta
is
get
it
into like
evil,
this third
evil,
episode.
Or is it just
it's
love
just called
backwards?
Evil. And it's for CBS. I gotta admit, it's actually not bad because I'm not a huge CBS fan. So it's actually not bad.
You're a huge fan of a network?
No, well, CBS is shows. No, it's not on All Access. Okay. It's on national
network.
It's on network.
It's weird to be a super fan of a network.
Yeah. My grandma does.
I just watch.
I have it on Hulu. I have it on Hulu, guys.
I watch it on Pluto. I watch my TV on Pluto, which has a whole RuPaul channel, which is nice.
Does it?
It has like a Mystery Science Theater channel.
It does. It has. Pluto's cats. Actually really.
I think that's what Disney and Netflix have to work on is like channels and themed groupings of shows to help people.
That's how Pluto
who are bad
does
at
it.
They do
things.
Do that on Disney.
Because I'll watch one thing that I want, and then all the suggestions are garbage, and you're like, I'm done with this now.
But they do have that on Disney.
And then I go outside and play.
They group all the Star Wars stuff together. They group all the Marvel stuff together.
That's not good enough.
Did you say
how deep do you want it to be?
This deep.
Did you Better say, Yavin,
did you, say you go outside and play? Is that what you just said?
Shut up.
I'm just checking. I want to make sure I heard. My ears heard that correctly.
I will agree for Netflix, though, because, yeah, there's a lot of stuff on Netflix you don't even know is there because they just have the featured titles in all the categories.
And all the stuff they're trying to get you to watch is crap.
You got to really dig deep to find out some stuff in there that
so
you don't even know they got.
British reality TV
or
shows.
Or watch on the on the
British
laptop.
British baking show. Yeah.
On the laptops. Fine.
First of all, do not sully the good name of the
it's
British
good.
Baking
it's
show.
Good.
That's good. Come on. Because
if you watch on the laptops,
then you're
a Blinders fan.
Yeah.
The
extension I can't do codes. British makeover shows are the worst because they're so mean.
They don't have a leg to stand on either.
So that's why I like them.
Cole, blimey, you're ugly.
Gosh. That's why I like them.
So bad.
They're so good. But I will say this. All of the documentary procedurals on Netflix for like murders and things like that are always fun to watch. I watch
like
those
Father
a lot.
Brown.
Oh my gosh!
I love Father Brown.
Yeah, it's really good.
Father Brown.
So it's anyway. There's a lot of good stuff on there. I wanted to finish.
Oh, and right there, I kind of went on. This isn't anything new, but I went on YouTube and just looked for Jim Henson documentaries. And there's a couple from the late '80s and early '90s, right around the time he passed. And those were really good. They were like on network television, but it was a good flashback.
Right,
did you watch that one movie that I suggested to you?
Which movie was that?
I think it was The Weird Thing About the Johnsons or The Strange...
What was it called?
I'm pretty sure I sent everyone a link.
You sent it to me, yeah. We talked about this on the pod.
We did? Okay.
It was a DVD extra. I did not watch it yet. I do want to watch it, though.
You're fired.
I am
It's really
fired.
Good.
Yeah. It's on YouTube, though?
It's on YouTube.
But it was a DVD extra, right?
No, it's just... it's a half-hour short. I think he did a handful of shorts.
I do want to watch it after that breakdown.
It's a pretty sexy movie.
Is it?
You said you watched it.
I know. You guys are not my friends.
All right. Sorry. The Innocent Man. That's the one on Netflix I wanted to talk about. That's a good one, by the way. You should check that out.
Isn't that a Tom Selleck movie?
Bump, 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 bump. Anyway. We're out of time.
What just happened?
Bump, bump, bump,
he was
baby.
Seducing me, baby.
I feel like I was tripping bump. Right there. Like,
we're good. Anyway.
Warming up those Jimmy Deans.
I love having you guys on the show. I love having y'all here.
Yeah. I wish the feeling was mutual.
That was so messed up. Hey, Gannon, what do you think? Well, I think it bop, bop,
bop. What? Bop, 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 bop.
I have a little bit of stroke. That's okay.
Anyway, we'll be back next week for another program. Well, wait a minute.
No. Yes.
No.
Well, will we be?
We've been canceled. Didn't you hear?
No,
man.
No.
Why would we not be here next week?
Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
That's Thursday.
Thursday. You're right.
Idiot. Like it always is every year.
I will be here though.
Why?
Because I can't be here.
Why?
Same.
Because ba da ba ba.
Ba 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 ba.
She was sounding like she was doing the McDonald's jingle.
She was.
Yeah, me too. I'm not going to be here either. Apparently, me and Francine are doing some stuff.
We are.
Oh, what?
Ba ba ba.
They're going to do a doobop.
Baby!
All right, that is it. We're so out of here. You guys are
good night, Stanley.
All right, so we'll be back next week Tuesday, I guess. Or are we not? Are we going to be off?
Why would we be
on
next
Tuesday?
Why would we be
it
off?
Does... Thanksgiving.
Because I'm not going to be here?
You
because
your
she's not
today?
Coming, we're not doing the show?
I thought Format wasn't coming either.
We're done.
No.
Are we canceled or not?
No, we're not canceled.
Dem's the jokes.
I have no idea. But anyway, there is something we have to talk about off air when we get a chance after the
we're
show.
All we're being reprimanded.
Hey, we can talk about it in front of all these guys. Okay, anything you can say to me, you can say to them.
That's right.
No, we'll be back next
week.
It's your baby.
We'll be back next week.
Greg just got word from HR.
We'll be back next week for our Thanksgiving show. So we'll see you guys then. Of course, for Kai, the very tired Kai, the seducer, producer. Seducer, congratulations for getting your Disney Plus stream back.
Yeah,
good job,
playing
sir.
The hackers.
After I cancel things.
Also for the
changed.
Gaming Guru Format, for the lovely and quite scintillating Cynthia.
Yeah.
And
that's for you, Gannon.
That's for you, Gannon. And of course, the man who is our Dark Knight, Gannon. The freaky, leaky, Dr. Creaky.
No.
Of course, Alika. And of course, the mistress on the cob.
Woo!
Francine and myself, G Money. We'll see you guys next week right here on the program of Nerd Watch. For me, G Money, peace out. Much love. Most assuredly, always stay nerdy. We'll see you right here on the show next week. Aloha.
Your balls are showing.